When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll find themselves your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it. You'll feel every weekend. Better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yes, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 167. Bracket season continues with a three-name celebrity bracket here today. Of course, let's welcome back a man who goes by just two names. Here he is, unless you count Uncle Kiwi. It's Akiva Wienicker.
First of all, if you count that Uncle Kiwi... that would also be two, unless it was like, but
it'll be four. Kids, Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Wienicker.
Oh, well, my kids say like, because I do.
Uncle anytime Kiwi Wienicker.
Anytime I refer to myself as Uncle Kiwi, my kids say that makes you sound like the P word. So they don't like it. But so maybe it'd be like Uncle Kiwi, yeah. You know, felon number five, six, whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, Uncle yeah. Kiwi. We are coming off yes. of a week where mm-hmm. almost unanimous praise for mm-hmm. the jingle bracket last week with Jacob mm-hmm. Redman. It was a fantastic start to bracket season last week where we went through 36 different jingles. I did see some people quibbling with some of the selections that were made, but we didn't mm-hmm. get dragged.
We got called boomers a few times for not knowing the goldfish jingle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People like to tell us, like, if someone knows something, they love to hoard over you that you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like cumulatively, mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like I know more stuff than most of the people who are making fun of us.
Mm-hmm.
Like we, yes, they know the jingle bracket, but like, let's go mano a mano for like, or one mano for like, who knows more college basketball teams or
interesting. So if somebody shames you for not knowing one mm-hmm. fact, you feel like, mm-hmm. well, I know overall more facts than you do. So
probably. Okay. Now, most of them are like in a very narrow region.
Yeah.
But like how many people in the biathlon can you name? Probably less than me.
Mm-hmm. So just to go back to one thing, Jacob said that, oh, I guarantee you your kids know the goldfish song. They do not. They looked at me like I had nine heads.
Well, yeah, I think their kids don't watch commercials.
Yeah.
Unless they're watching one of those like streaming services that still have commercials like Hulu or Peacock or whatever, like mm-hmm. there's no, my kids don't watch any commercials. Maybe YouTube has more ads now. I don't know.
Perhaps. Okay. But let's get to our three name bracket because we have
reason for the season.
Some judges here with us, some mm-hmm. of which, you know, have outs eventually that we need to mm-hmm. Be mindful of. Okay. So, mm-hmm. all right, Akiva, talk us through because this was one where this week from very early on, we heard, and I wasn't exactly sure why, Akiva's driving this bus.
Mm hmm.
This is an Akiva joint.
Where did you hear this, first of all?
Oh, that's what the people on the streets were saying.
People were just saying Akiva's driving. And now, famously, like, I barely drive, so I don't know what bus I'd be driving. But So you heard that, and we had no contact this week, but like through third and fourth hand people are telling you Akiva's driving this bus.
Yes, which in my mind makes me like alarm bells trigger. Like, what? Oh boy. What?
Oh, I mean, this is the 167th episode of this.
Yes.
I don't want to like flex, but I've driven the bus many times and like we're still not canceled.
Many times that bus has gone right off the cliff.
What are you talking about? Name one. This never happened. We've done some of the classic episodes are like all Akiva input. But here's the thing. You have like 30 employees behind you, but most of them are dedicated to like, I don't know, other shows, not Robin Akiva Nita podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm sometimes at Sam Moore's
the is profit very helpful. Centers, you mean?
Yeah. Not the loss leaders.
Right.
And, but I did have an idea. Can we stop down for a second?
Okay.
So you famously recently bought a new house.
Mm-hmm.
Could you somehow like mention to your wife at some point that like, you don't have, I mean, we're going to be lying here. Like say like Renap is the most profitable show on the network and then refer to your home as the house that Renap built. We'll see how your wife reacts.
Let me see. Let's see what she says.
Can you try it this week?
But
like be earnest and be like, no, you don't understand. It's like the most popular show. The commercials are double the price of a Survivor show.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Akiva, let me bring in our guests who...
Well, I just want to say one more thing. First of all, if you're listening to this in the audio feed for the first time in a little while, this is a video episode also. So you could check it out on YouTube.
For the record, for the most part, we do always record video, but Akiva never has his camera on. But today Akiva does have his camera on.
Well, yeah, I thought there's some visual elements we're going to have. So the reason why you're saying I drove the bus is there's a, like I made a whole, I had never made a PowerPoint before. My 8-year-old son, we've discussed before, makes PowerPoints every day. Like someone's birthday makes a PowerPoint. Tries to explain why we should like go to the park, PowerPoint. So there's a lot of PowerPoint making him. Yeah, for sure. I'm sure that makes him very popular in school. But I had never made one in my life. But I made a whole slideshow. I had a lot of help from listener Robbie Freeman. But we have a whole thing to share, and I hope you like it, Rob.
Okay, I hope so too. All right, Akiva, tell us about the panel that you put together.
Absolutely. So I tried to find the people I know who know the most about celebrities because we're going to know these people. But, we're in our, we're older. Like the listeners like to remind us every single day.
Yeah.
Than some of the families. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not, that makes it sound like we're dying. later days.
I just came up with that.
I mean, okay, fine. We're in our later. It's better than the B word.
That. Yeah.
It's better than boomers.
Yeah. Okay. But keep going.
Yeah. So anyway, so I found two great guests who are both celeb experts. They know every celeb in the books. So first, welcome back, returning champion to the program, Maggie Morgan. Maggie, welcome.
Hi. Wait, what am I a recurring champ from?
Well, I don't know.
When did I win? I love winning. I don't remember winning.
You've been on the podcast before.
This is my fourth time.
Oh my gosh. One more you're going to have that I never will send. We have to do a whole shipment of those hats.
Well, I was thinking about it and I was like, oh my gosh, this is my fourth time on the podcast, but it's my second time being on a video version of the podcast. Mm-hmm. I was like, when does this happen? You're just saying that it never happens.
Almost never.
I really have a face for a podcast, I guess. I don't know.
Now half of your appearances here have been video.
Yeah, thank you That's for the stats, Maggie.
Yes, yes. Okay. Of course, Maggie Morgan of the Real Housewives wrap up with Jacob Jones and about to kick off another season of the Temptation Island wrap up on the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed with her co-host, Kirsten McInnes.
I'm so excited. Probably a
double five-timer over.
Is that CBS or is that like a Paramount Plus exclusive, Temptation Island?
It's actually on Peacock.
Oh,
yes.
What, CBS? CBS lost Temptation Island, right?
No, they never had it.
Oh, yeah,
it was on USA.
It was actually on USA. Originally, this is the third different platform to carry Mark L. Wahlberg's Temptation Island. It was originally on Fox. Back in the day.
That makes sense.
It came back for two seasons on the USA network.
That I didn't know.
And then USA, is lumped in with the Peacock of it all.
And for those of you who don't know what Temptation Island is, it's probably the trashiest reality television show that's on air. And I spent the entirety of last season on the podcast asking Kirsten why someone would ever go on this mm-hmm. show. And this season, I know two people on the show.
Oh, like,
randomly. Yeah, I know them in real life. So mm-hmm. I maybe will ask them at the end of the season, why did you go on this show? It'll be a fun time.
That's a good plug.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So Rob, would you go on Temptation Island with me?
With you? Oh, podcast well, Temptation Island? So, yeah, podcast so Temptation Island. I would then podcast with other
I would get
people.
So jealous.
Mm-hmm. And then just try it on and see how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would be like sort of like hanging out with people. And I guess there would be temptation. Should we do a podcast? There'll be like a bunch of like microphones and like mixers around and chairs and coffee and, shows to watch. And then it's like, should we do it? Would you come back to my studio and podcast with me?
Yeah, and then there's like a scene of me like you starting a show with someone and like a single tear rolls down my cheek as I like see you through the bushes. They would show
you guys are such nerds. Oh my God.
All right.
You're the biggest nerds ever. Well, that's such a
good Maggie, I think it's a good pitch. Like podcast Temptation Island.
No, it is. That's why it was so funny. I was like, you two are just funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I think called boomers, honestly, better than nerds, Rob.
Yeah.
That one's done.
True. All right.
So Maggie, celebrity expert, love celebs, excited to have her here. We also have not just a four-timer, we have a first-timer here. From my days at the Awards, at the Olympics, my biathlon buddy in crime from NBC Sports, we have Amelia Costa making her first appearance on the podcast.
Hi, Amelia, thanks for having me. I'm good. I hope it's not bad business to admit that this isn't just my first time on this podcast. It's my first time on any podcast. So hopefully at the end of this, you're like, wow, I'm shocked. I can't believe that was your first time and not like, yeah, I buy that. I believe that.
Yeah, everyone tweeted Amelia and say, wow, could have fooled me. This sounded like your 100th time.
Well, what's her Twitter handle?
Atosta. My last name's Acosta, big toast enthusiast. So we put those together. I'm at Atosta.
A big toast as in like baked bread or?
Yeah. No. Classic just toast, baked bread. Yes. Give it a good browning. Put a topping on it. Yeah. That's my thing.
So you thought it was like she likes toasting.
Toastmaster.
Like Chaim. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the celebratory toast. That's a thrill too. It's a nice thing to do.
At work, we have 5 o'clock shots every day. It's a different culture. We're outside the United States. And I have to pretend to drink every single day. It's very difficult because I don't drink like hard alcohol.
And then, Emilio, can you just tell us a little bit quickly about what it is like to work with Uncle Kiwi IRL?
It was the thrill of my life. Akiva taught me about fantasy biathlon and the fact that there are people the world over handicapping biathlon races. It was an utter joy. We did overnight shifts for the Olympics. And I see you guys got my request that we have to make some contractual references to Peacock for my appearance. So thank you very much for that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. We had a good time. We communicated exclusively over email about biathlon for several months and then actually got to meet in person once the Olympics started. Wow. And Akiva was everything I hoped he would be.
Wow. This is a glowing endorsement.
She's being facetious. She's trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not at all. I mean every word that I say.
She's here. Like she agreed to come on the show. So like, if she like real, if I was like offensive the whole time, I feel like she would have said no, probably. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
100%.
Rob, so I'm very excited. We have two celebrity guests. Me and you, we know celebs. I think all 32 celebs, or there's going to be more than 32, spoiler alert, that we go through, people will know. I do want to set a couple parameters or explain like how the bracket was picked.
Okay.
So I asked for suggestions from the audience. We got thousands and thousands of names suggested because people could suggest also as many as they wanted. Some people suggested a whole bracket. Some people suggested one person. I realized very early on that I think it would have been a mistake to include dead celebrities because I just think I think having Alexander Graham Bell and Martin Luther King going up against you know, Helena Bonham Carter.
What is your definition of celebrity?
Well, that's a good question, too. And we'll definitely argue about that. But I just think like,
I wouldn't consider Alexander Graham Bell to be in my top 10,000 celebrities.
Well, but what if
you know what he did, though,
with two names? Yeah. Made the Graham cracker?
I know what he did. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess without the telephone, there's probably no podcasting. But
what do you what do you think is a celebrity? So I, honestly, I sort of went closer to where you are, and I'd say for the most part,
North Carolina,
the overwhelming majority of our entrants are in the celebrity world, either actors or singers or athletes. Not too many athletes, but there maybe are a couple people who have transcended the medium of just being famous. But I think to me, a celebrity in 2022 is a famous person. Like,
mm-hmm. Okay.
And three names also, since a lot of people are suggesting juniors, we didn't include anybody who was like, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. That didn't count. Junior to me is not a full name.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian made a terrible decision in getting divorced. So she dropped the West from her name. Really could have been a contender in the bracket, but she's out. So, yeah, I think, hopefully
isn't that one hyphenated last name if you're Kardashian West?
So you think if there's no hyphen, it's three names, but if there's a hyphen, it's we had this problem a lot. There will be a couple people in there that their name is, let's say, their maiden name, quote unquote, and then their married name. But if you've been in the public eye for 60 years and you keep both names or something, God bless you, I say, and that and that you're a three name celebrity at this point.
Yeah, I feel like a hyphenate is 2.5 names.
You think a hyphenated is 2.5 names?
Yeah,
I would agree, Rob.
Yeah.
I also think it's, your argument, which I understand, it's your way of being, is like, you want less women in the bracket is basically what you're saying at that point.
No, I just don't think that they are a three name celebrity. I feel like that's a hyphenated last name. If it's three different words, but I think that a one word with a hyphen in it is not two words.
All right.
What about a ubiquitous initial, like a Samuel L. Jackson?
I think that's two names and an initial. Michael J. Fox, I think, is not a three-name celebrity.
Yeah. It's a good question. I think Samuel Jackson, Michael J. Fox, they were suggested. They did not make it in.
Good.
I'm also going to endow all three of you with the power. I will not have this power. You can at any point. No, don't make fun of me. You at any point during the first round of the bracket, if you say that person is A, not a celebrity, B, they don't have three names, C, I don't care about them, you can take out a person from the bracket and put in your own person.
Oh,
all three of you. You get one.
Well, how do
you
know it's not going to be somebody that's going to be later on in the bracket?
You can ask. You can say, is this person in the bracket or not? That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think about that.
Yeah.
maybe you want to use your super veto then later.
Well,
I don't know.
They've been replaced with somebody that was from like the did not, you know, from the like snub pile.
Now, I could have created a snub pile that probably would have been smart, but I was very busy this week.
And we just get one super veto. Just
you get one super veto. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So Rob is, saying that Akiva drove the bus and then he's upset about the way that the bus is being driven.
Right. That's true. Right.
He's already mad.
That's right.
You're nitpicking at this point. This is like so far, I say we're crushing it.
But that Maggie, had I said to Akiva, you got this. I trust your vision. Whatever you do is fine. I will. And then I would be a hypocrite. Akiva, like absolutely nobody, colon blank. Akiva, I got this.
Okay. You two do need to go on Podcast or Temptation.
No, I think we need.
I'm sensing something. I think maybe, of your relationship. Mm-hmm.
I think we need like Dr. Amanda to come on like a therapist and maybe work some stuff out. But that's for next week. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do a therapist bracket and like the winning therapist gets to come on and treat us or something next week.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're gonna start the bracket. We could also argue about the voting. We already argued before the podcast started. I said I'm just not gonna vote because we have an even number of panelists.
Which I said also makes no sense. It's Rob and Akiva need a podcast. And Akiva's I'm just gonna I made the bracket, I'm not gonna vote on it.
I didn't do enough this week. I made the bracket. I put in the things. There's so much.
What's so much like to say to make a pick?
Well, watch, look at the slideshow. I never made a PowerPoint for this. Is like an artisanally crafted.
How have you gotten thing. This far without ever having to make a PowerPoint?
It's a good question. Luckily I'm old enough. We never had to do them in college. Mm-hmm. And then like, I don't do my kids' homework for them or anything. They have to do their own PowerPoints. We don't really do PowerPoints at work. And if we do, you pass it on to the next person, I guess. I don't know. I've never even like attempted to make one. And I did tell my 8-year-old, hey, you might have to make one for me this week. But then I did it myself.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So Akiva, you are not voting until that there is what?
No, if you want me to vote, I can vote. But then we're going to need Sam Moore, who's producing. He's on the ones and twos in the background, mm-hmm. to come on and break us some ties, which is fine with me. Okay. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
I'll vote last. If it's 2-1, I can vote. And then if I'm making any ties, then we can get to, we can bring Sam on. He's backstage. I think also, Rob, that, there are no play-ins, but there are a few three-way matchups. I'm just warning you now. Sam said you might get annoyed, or someone, actually the person who helped me with the bracket is like, Rob is going to get annoyed because towards the end, there's a bunch of three-way matchups. So I'm just giving you fair warning.
It depends on who they are. Okay. All right.
Okay, fine.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we ready? Are we ready to start this finally?
We are. I'm so ready, Rob.
Okay. All right. So tell us how this is going to work. And of course, where can people follow along with the bracket?
That is robiswebsite.com/3namebracket, I believe.
3-name bracket.
Okay. And I think you could write the letter 3 or the number 3. It will get you there either way.
Okay. And you could follow along and see where, and fill out your own bracket.
Oh, yeah, for sure. With all your friends. It's March Madness, baby. Yeah.
Okay. And this will determine whether or not we do a bracket next week, how well this goes.
Yes. As we have said, we did not commit to doing 4 brackets in bracket season. Last week was a success. If this is a flop, next week we're off brackets onto the usual stuff. Yeah. But I my feelings will be gravely hurt if you don't agree to do a bracket next week after this. Just telling you right now.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Let's see how this goes. Okay. Let's see how you did.
So far, I'd say 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 3-name bracket. Mm-hmm. Where are we starting?
Let's start off with the first matchup. You share the slideshow and look at my handiwork.
Okay. All right. So we have here a matchup of, do you want to talk us through this?
Yeah. So we have Carrie versus Miranda. Every matchup has a name. And so Carrie versus Miranda is Sarah Jessica Parker is Carrie, and Lin-Manuel Miranda is, he's Miranda. And I'll read, so I have a pro, a con, and a fun fact for each person. I will read them because most of the people listening to the show are listening via podcast, not YouTube. So Sarah Jessica Parker, her pro, she created Sex in the City.
She create Sex in the City?
I think she's like a co-creator or something.
I don't think so.
She is. She is.
She created the reason show? It got
produced, no.
I think she has like
Darren
an exact...
Stark. Mm-hmm. Darren mm-hmm. Star created the show. Uh-huh. She was the person, though, who got HBO to pick it up because she had signed on.
Okay.
I don't think there's Sex in the City without her. That's what I'll say.
Okay.
Akon is created in Just Like That. And her fun fact is, did you know she dated Robert Downey Jr. for most of the 1980s?
Okay.
Which, of course, Maggie and Amelia, I'm sure, knew. But I didn't know that.
I did know that.
I think I knew that.
And LMM, as they call him, he created Hamilton. That's a pro. Khan is everyone's sick of Hamilton. And the fun fact is his dad was a political consultant for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Was a listener this week called her Hillary Rodman Clinton.
Okay. All right. So mm-hmm. I think that at the crux of the 3-name celebrity bracket is mm-hmm. what are we judging here? Are we judging a body of work? Mm-hmm. Are we judging the 3 names?
Rob?
I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yes, I have an opinion.
Yes.
I have an opinion. So I think that the most important thing is that this 3-name celebrity is exclusively known by their 3 names.
Okay.
Like if you took out one of the 3 names, you would not really know who that you're talking about.
You think that's the most important thing?
I think that's a good note. Yes.
I think that that's the most important thing because even with these two, I'm looking mm-hmm. at this mm-hmm. and first off, Manuel Miranda is a hyphen. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh my God.
In between.
Okay.
And also everybody in the theater knows will say, oh, Lin-Manuel. They don't say.
What theater are you in, Maggie?
Everybody who works in New York, who works in
she's probably in Lin-Manuel.
Yes.
That's the Hamilton theater. Hamilton's first came to Broadway. She's in Richard Rodgers' theater, Akiva.
So yeah, it's Lin-Manuel. I think like you say as his first like name, you would say, oh, Lin-Manuel, blah, 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 versus Sarah Jessica Parker. Nobody says, oh, Sarah Jessica.
Also,
they call her SJP.
Yeah, well, and I think that's also if those three names are often abbreviated to initials.
Yeah.
I think that that's also very big. That if you, you even said SJ, I think it helps a lot. I think if you talk about SJP, I know who you're talking about without 100%. Even talking about it. I mean, we're talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rob, I'm not saying that shouldn't be a factor. I have no problem with what Maggie said. But to me, for that to be the deciding factor is crazy. Like,
yeah, I would ask.
I'm like, Akiva. I'm not going to vote. Also, let me put my thumb on the scale.
What are you going to say, Amelia?
Coming into this, my sense was that we were judging the celebrities as opposed to their three namedness.
Of course. Like you mean you use logic to figure this out? Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I'm new here.
Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. No, I'm not saying what Maggie said is wrong.
It's not a celebrity bracket, Amelia. It's a three-name celebrity bracket.
Yes. Agreed, Rob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. And the reason why you might have the wrong interpretation is because that your knowledge of this is only from Akiva.
No. You have a very limited window.
Yes.
Here's what I'll say. What Maggie's saying isn't wrong. I think you can judge if you think, oh, that's not a three-name celebrity. Obviously, they can't win the bracket. But to me, I think the judging should mostly be on who is the better celebrity? Who is your favorite celebrity?
Like, I don't think so. I think
going by the name.
Akiva said he shouldn't vote on anything. All right. So we have to listen to Akiva.
Reddit's already piling on Rob at this point.
Namedness of the celebrity. Otherwise, we would just make a celebrity bracket.
We did.
Rob, I just want to say as an addendum, I was wrong about Lin-Manuel. It's Lin-Manuel. That's his first name. His first name is Lin-Manuel.
Okay.
So it's not Manuel Miranda. So, it's not like a hyphenated second name.
I like what you did here of Carrie versus Miranda, but I have to say that my vote will go towards SJP, even though Lin-Manuel Miranda may reach higher highs in his career. Everyone at my house loves Encanto. Does he have an EGOT yet?
No, he's missing the Oscar, but he might win it for Encanto. Yes.
Okay. So he's on track.
But you're voting because you like SJP more, not that you love her name and you don't like Lin-Manuel Miranda's name.
It has nothing to do with I like her personally more, but in terms of her being a three-name celebrity, Sarah Jessica Parker is a better three-name celebrity than Lin-Manuel Miranda, which Maggie has already said, Lin-Manuel is a hyphenated first name.
All right. First of all, I'm voting every round, and we may have alliances here.
See?
It's going to be me and Amelia versus Rob and Maggie every single
time. I don't know that I feel ready to commit to that kind of thing, but okay.
This is already an all-timer. I can feel it. This is going great. Right. Yeah, I know that you might think it's a disaster. This is amazing as a listener. Okay. I'm obsessed. So
Rob, you're voting SJP.
Yes.
Amelia. Well, also I had a specific voting order.
Okay.
For everyone to remember going forward. I think it should be ARM. Amelia, Rob, Maggie, just because I thought of that this second. Okay.
All right. Yeah. I think on three namedness alone, it's absolutely SJP.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that we would be foolhardy to not vote for SJP for the simple fact that when Akiva pitched this to me, he said three name celebrities, like Sarah Jessica Parker.
She's also a
potential winner, we're saying.
Is there seating, Akiva?
There are no seating. Okay. I did the bracket based on puns.
Great.
I picked for the most part, I narrowed down about the 40 most nominated eligible people. So I didn't really put my thumb on the scale and I just included them. There was a couple boring ones, like no offense to Helen and Bottom Carter. I had nothing funny to say about her.
Okay. So Akiva, where in the past you said, okay, we can really speed these things up because we'll just do a whole matchup. But I feel like that because of the nature of your PowerPoint presentation, we will all just be stuck in the first round.
No, we could do it. We'll remember. No, after the second one, we'll remember SJP. We'll go straight to, we do quadrants here it doesn't take 7 hours.
Who's next? King of the Andrews.
So we have Andrew Dice Clay versus Andrew Lloyd Webber. I think Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Okay.
Andrew Dice Clay, he was banned for life from MTV, I think for saying bad words at the MTV Music Awards. He was Khan was in Entourage. I don't know why that's a con. I didn't write all of these. I wrote most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And fun fact, both he and Sir Andrew have been married exactly three times.
Yeah. Okay.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. I know Rob's a big fan. Pros. He wrote Phantom of the Opera. Cons. He wrote Cats. Fun fact. He has an EGOT, including 6 Tonys and 4 Grammys.
Okay. All right. Maggie, are you familiar with the Dice Man?
No, I've never heard of him. And I said at the beginning of this, I was like, Akiva, I'm a millennial. There's going to be people I'm sure I've never heard of. I have no clue who this man is. He could walk up to me with no thing.
I actually saw him in the grocery store one time.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was during Passover. And I think he was buying gefilte fish, Akiva.
This is a lie. You saw Andrew Dice Clay buying. Is he Jewish?
Yes.
He was buying gefilte fish in the grocery
store. Google it. How would I know that? And he's like, gefilte fish over here.
There's no way you saw Andrew Dice Clay buying gefilte fish. That's absurd. Maggie, do you know gefilte fish?
Ask my wife.
No, I'm sorry. No.
Amelia, you know gefilte fish?
I know gefilte fish. I know Andrew Dice Clay, but I will say I have zero feelings on him.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he? Yeah. Can somebody explain who he is? Like, not what did
positive,
he do?
In the 80s, he was a well-known comedian for 80s and early late 80s, early 90s, that he had a potty mouth. He would do like a lot of like hickory dickory dock, and then say bad words, and people in a time when family values was a big talking point, he pushed the envelope and sold out coliseums to say like dirty limericks and nursery rhymes.
He was like Dane Cook, like he was sort of like Dane Cook like level of popularity.
I'm going to infer something based off of this photo of him.
Yeah.
Him being banned for life from MTV and him being an Entourage.
Not vaccinated, you're guessing?
No, well, that's a good point. But were a lot of his jokes negatively attributing things to women?
I think he would make, I'm not familiar with his act as Akiva is, but I think I think he would talk a lot about sex. I'm not sure necessarily what his specific takes are. Right. But you could imagine.
Yeah.
And I also think it's very to the con, it's very in vogue to hate Entourage retroactively. Mm-hmm. That's like a very natural con. I actually kind of love Entourage. And I'd love to know what Andrew did. He play himself in Entourage?
Is that one of the things that you and Akiva bonded most over, was the love of Entourage?
The episode of Entourage where they're waiting for the premiere numbers for Aquaman is, I think, some of like the best TV I've ever
agree.
Seen.
That's a good episode. Rob's brother is a diehard Entourage fan. So we've discussed that before.
Yeah,
I guess I'm taking issue with the con.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
And they never retroactively, let Andrew Dice Clay back on MTV. They never eased up on that.
I don't think he's like famous enough. I think he's unbanned, but like not. I mean, I haven't watched the music or movie awards in many years, but I don't think they have a lot of stand up comedians coming on and just doing sets. Mm-hmm. Like they did in 1989.
Yeah.
He did, I guess, good news for the Andrew Dice Clay people. He did sort of have a big comeback about 10 years ago. Bad news, it was in a Woody Allen movie. So,
okay.
Win some, you lose some. I think Andrew Lloyd Webber, we haven't really discussed yet, but he's probably a heavy favorite right here.
Yes. Okay.
He did watch Cats only like a month or two ago. So he's fresh in our minds, at least. And he's done a lot more than just Cats.
Okay. All right. So, do we need to debate this any further, or are we ready to vote?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we could vote here. Amelia?
I'm going to vote Andrew Lloyd Webber. I disagree with both your cons. I liked Cats, so Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh, yeah, you told me. You saw Cats.
Yeah, that was the last movie I saw in theaters before I was, shut away for COVID. Mm-hmm. Very, very powerful memory for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Rob?
Yeah, I would say that I think that Andrew Lloyd Webber's works, even though the movie adaptation of The Loved by Amelia made for a fun podcast recently to rewatch, I think that his overall body of work is remembered more fondly than The Dice Man.
Yeah, Dice Man might be the 32nd seed in this tournament, honestly. He might be the, how did he get there? And again, a lot of people got picked for the puns of their names.
Yeah.
And Maggie, I assume you've never heard of ADC. We didn't sell you on him.
No dice.
2 minutes.
No dice.
Well, let's get straight
surprising
to...
Surprising that he never went by Andy, that he went with the more formal Andrew. He seems more like an Andrew.
He does not look like an Andy at all.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so let's get straight to SJP ALW.
Okay.
All right. takes there.
Andrew Lloyd Webber versus Sarah Jessica Parker.
I mean, I think that, like I said, SJP is a possible winner. And although I absolutely know, love, and adore Andrew Lloyd Webber's work the way that I do about Lin-Manuel Miranda's work, these are two of the most prolific musical theater writers. I think SJP is just like, if you asked like my male friend who's 27 in Michigan who Andrew Lloyd Webber is or who Sarah Jessica Parker is, he's going to know who Sarah Jessica Parker is. So that's what I'm going to have to go with.
Yeah.
I was definitely also persuaded by the initial test, and you'd never say ALW, but SJP is as ubiquitous as it gets.
If I ever saw him, I would call him ALW just to see what happened, I think.
He'd say, get away.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
I think he has a good sense of humor. I think he'd like it.
I would also say that I am very partial to the second name also being a first name. So I guess Lloyd is a first name. But... So to me, though,
also from Entourage.
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker, I think, is the better three named celebrity than Andrew Lloyd Webber.
All right. I wanted to say this because I feel like we buried the lead. We didn't really discuss this, but I feel like I said this to Akiva when we were talking about this before. The reason that a lot of these people in entertainment actually even have three names is because if you're in the actors union or the writers union or any union whatsoever, you can't have the same name as somebody else. So I'm assuming there was a Sarah Parker somewhere in the actors union. So she had to go by Sarah Jessica Parker, like Samuel L. Jackson. I'm sure there was a Samuel Jackson at some point. You have to have a distinguishable name. So that's why I think that there are three named celebrities even in the first place. So maybe there was already an Andrew Clay somewhere in the world.
It makes Rob and I in the Podcasters Guild, Rob and I are in great shape because there's no other Rob Cisternino or Akiva Wienicker. So we don't have any union issues like that.
Right. Okay.
So SJP, welcome to the Elite Eight.
Basically. Congratulations, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Good for her.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's move on in the first round.
All right. What do you got now, Akiva?
And what happened to Sam and his screen sharing thing?
Okay.
There we go. Thank you, Sam. We have Michelle versus the Mountain.
Okay. All right. So that for the people listening to the podcast, which will be the majority of the people consuming this podcast, please continue.
I think we might crush it on YouTube. Please, maybe it's the minority.
trust me on this. That there will be more people listening to the podcast. So please continue talking.
Yes. All right. Mary-Kate Olsen, one half of the Olsen twins. Ashley does not have that would have been a great first round matchup, but she only has two names. Versus Hofbor Julius Bjornsson, the Mountain from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So Mary-Kate Olsen, pros, has an estimated net worth of $250 million. Maybe that's a con for some people. Con popularized the phrases, "You got it, dude," and "You're in big trouble, mister." Fun fact, it's kind of lame she wasn't on Fuller House. Hofbor Julius Bjornsson, his pros, he's 2018's World's Strongest Man. Cons, is trying to become a professional boxer now and is one win and two ties in his first three bouts. Fun fact, he played professional basketball in Iceland.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Here we have Mary hyphen Kate Olsen. This is not three names.
That's absurd.
She has she has three male parental figures. I mean, RIP Bob Saget, but not three names.
But the way, also another great way I think to distinguish this is if they're just like living their life outside of their professional life, I would assume that SJP's friends call her Sarah when they talk to her. She doesn't go by Sarah Jessica the way that you don't just probably, I'm sure that Mary Kate probably hates it when people just call her Mary. Like her name is Mary Kate. It's not Mary.
Oh, who are you? Is this an argument in favor of her having three names or against it, Maggie?
No, I think that she doesn't have three names. I think her name is Mary Kate.
Her name is Mary Kate.
It was Lin-Manuel.
I didn't realize we'd get into such a like a Talmudic dissertation of like who has three names. I thought we'd just be like,
you're right. Because who would have thought in a bracket of three named celebrities, we would talk about, does this person have three names? The one qualification it would take to get into this bracket. Who would have thought this would come up?
I'm voting for Mary.
Versus somebody that who even knew this guy's name?
Well, now you know it.
That That's my problem, Rob. That's my biggest problem is that he's known as the Mountain. If, if his name on Game of Thrones was three names, actually, I would be like more into it.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Halfor Julius Bjornsson in my entire life until you said he was the Mountain. Mm-hmm. You know, so why do I feel like the name that I know him by?
Yeah. Yes, Amelia.
No, I just, why do I feel like Akiva like has money on this boxing league that Bjornsson is trying to break into, and this was possible? Like a roundabout way to get this into the
Yeah.
Amelia would you think I'm doing like PR for Halfor Julius Bjornsson?
Very subtly. This is
IG followers up.
Yeah. Listen,
if people think we picked the wrong 32, A, the listeners, you know, it's not like I came up with these people on my own. Second of all, when we're done with the round of 32, you all can tell me who we missed that is such a lock for the tournament, you know. Okay. Yeah, that. And by the way, you each have a golden veto, Amelia. If you want to knock him out, Maggie, right now, take him out. God bless.
But who are we putting him in?
So early.
Whoever you want. Any three-name celebrity on earth.
I'm going to take him out. I am. Oh, because Mary-Kate is not a three-name celebrity.
You're taking her out? Do you
have Smith on here?
Yeah,
no, I'm taking him out.
In there. You're taking him out.
Okay.
So we have to ruin what's to come.
Okay, but how about this? You message me and ask me if the person's available.
Oh my god!
Because this is a podcast. We're in the middle of a podcast. See,
Maggie, you're like, Rob, why are you so annoyed that Akiva took this on? You have see, this is what happens.
Is this why Nicole doesn't listen to the podcast?
One of many reasons.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me just go over Maggie's strategy here. Maggie doesn't think Mary-Kate Olsen is a three-name celebrity, but also doesn't want this person she doesn't care about or know about, Halfor Julius Bjornsson, to advance. So she's putting in somebody to advance them, which is a good strategy. Honestly, I think strategically it's a good move.
We had thousands of names, and then we'll take them out and put somebody else in. I can't do.
No, we can do it. I didn't make a list of also receiving votes names, which I guess I could have done.
So you don't know any other random other people that
I can give you. I'll give you names. Do you want to put Joseph Gordon-Levitt in?
Yes.
No, he didn't make it.
Bronson did? Bjornsson?
What?
Who do you think would win in a fight, Amelia?
Joseph
Gordon-Levitt or this guy?
That's not the premise. This is a very different operation than I was led to believe. That is fascinating.
He got a lot of votes, the Mountain. People like Game of Thrones. You didn't watch Game of Thrones?
Of course I watched Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I could never have told you that this was the actor's name.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. All right. So Maggie, do you want to put JGL in?
Yeah. I DM'd you another name. If they are not in, I would prefer that name.
Ah, okay, fine. They are not in, Maggie.
Okay, we're doing Evan Rachel Wood, because I do think Joseph Gordon-Levitt has a hyphen. Okay. So we're doing Evan Rachel Wood.
Yeah. Evan Rachel Wood.
Rachel Wood. And you got to make your case, though, because I don't have a backup profile for Evan Rachel Wood.
Evan Rachel Wood is amazing. She was a child actress.
Yes.
She can sing. She was in Frozen 2. She was the voice of Elsa and Anna's mom. She has been in a bunch of amazing films. And most recently, she wrote this incredible like piece about the fact that she has survived domestic abuse. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing celebrity. She has three names, and she should absolutely win this round over Mary-Kate, who has a first and last name.
Took out the Mountain.
She took out the Mountain because she doesn't care about him. Yes.
It was good strategy.
It was a good strategy. Mm-hmm. Very good move by Maggie, honestly.
Hmm.
And I think Evan Rachel Wood is amazing and gorgeous.
Evan Rachel Wood is
gorgeous.
Also in one of the like most formative movies I've ever watched, and terrifying movies, 13.
13, yeah, yes. That's a good movie.
And she's in Westworld. Uh-huh. And she's amazing in Westworld. Oh my gosh, she's so good. So
yeah, 13 it was a wild movie, yes.
Okay.
So are you both voting for Evan Rachel Wood, Maggie and Amelia?
Yeah, I co-sign.
And yeah, Rob?
I guess so. I thought we were taking out Mary-Kate Olsen because she doesn't even know.
No,
names.
She
should be disqualified.
Here.
So,
Maggie saw an opportunity and went for it.
It's a good move, honestly, by Maggie.
If you were
going to
have a Game of Thrones person, you should have had Isaac Hempstead Wright.
Oh, yeah. Because you wouldn't have made fun of me about that one. Who is that? The kid?
Bran.
Nobody's putting Bran in a.
Oh,
I wouldn't
really?
Even.
Nobody would ever put Bran in a very prominent role, Akiva?
No, Bran wouldn't even make like my, if this was a Game of Thrones bracket, I don't think he'd make it.
Okay.
The Mountain is at least like, he's an actor and he's the world's strongest man and a mediocre boxer. Mm-hmm. Hashtag celebrity boxing league or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When he sits atop the three name celebrity bracket.
Well, he's eliminated. He's eliminated.
Okay, fine.
Next.
Fine. Evan Rachel Wood.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Day.
Daniel Day.
Yes, and we have Daniel Day-Lewis. All right, Maggie and Amelia are all right. They I've won them back. Daniel
Day vocalizing.
Daniel Day Kim. So we have Daniel Day-Lewis, Rob, possibly the greatest actor in history.
Except is, that Day-Lewis is hyphenated.
But it's his. It's three names. It's three names. It doesn't matter if it's hyphenated. I don't think so. You say the words. I think if you say the three names, if you call them three names, you think Day-Lewis is one name? I don't think it's one name. Anyway, moving on. Khan is seems like he would be a rough hang. Fun fact, he won 43 hang. Different. I think he would be a rough hang.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to hang out with him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And fun fact, he won 43 different acting awards for his performance in There Will Be Blood.
Yeah. Okay.
Daniel Day Kim, one half of one of TV's most beloved romantic duos, Jin and Sun. Cons, he recently starred in something called The Hot Zone : Anthrax.
Oh, but fun fact, gotta put that in my queue.
Yeah. Fun fact, is funny going through making these little bios for all these celebrities. Almost every single celebrity, except for Daniel Day-Lewis, posted a picture of them at the Super Bowl in LA with very good seats. I'm not exaggerating. Google any of these people we're talking about, and every single one of them was at the
Well, what do you mean humble brag of like, he posted like his seats and like, it's like, oh, like, that I'm in the nosebleed section.
No. I'm just saying every single one of these people was at the Super Bowl.
But why is it
a
humble brag?
Well, they had good seats. To me, that was like a little bit of a humble brag.
That seems like a straight up brag. Where's the humble part?
Okay, you're right. That's a fair point. It's just a brag. It was just a brag.
Okay.
Fair point. R.I.P. Harris Whittles.
Okay.
I'm going to have to quibble with the cons again. First of all, I should caveat by saying I am an enormous fan. Well, no, I've been told by multiple people that I would really like the Hot Zone Anthrax. I love disease, biology, biowarfare. Well,
Amelia, you must have been having a field day these last 2 years.
I don't want to talk about it because it makes me sound weird, but I like the
content. You like the movie Outbreak?
I liked Outbreak. I love Contagion. I've read a lot of pandemic books. It's like, I don't know. It's just, I like it. And I love Daniel Day Kim.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, I think that's a good matchup, though. Let's not worry about who's got three names. And let's just worry about, you know, which actors we like.
Akiva, that is the point of the
This is what he does.
And also, like, a Korean naming structure, like, you don't have a problem with Daniel Day Kim, right?
Because they all Daniel Day Kim.
Three names. I think Americans hyphenate them. I don't think they hyphenate their own names necessarily.
I really am into Daniel Day Kim for the fact that when I Googled people to replace the Mountain with, mm-hmm, he was... Mm-hmm. Number two after Evan Rachel Wood on the list that I was like, that's a good person. So mm-hmm. I'm really feeling Daniel Day Kim here because Day-Lewis, mm-hmm. like, again, mm-hmm. like, I think that I would say, oh, Kim. I don't think that I would say Day Kim the way that I would say Day-Lewis, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now you're really honing in on
Day is significantly. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought that was the point of this, is that we were mm-hmm. going to be really analyzing the three name structure. I didn't know that you thought that we were going to be talking about their careers, but everybody has fabulous careers. Like mm-hmm. Daniel Day Kim is like one of the most like inspiring breakthrough mm-hmm. actors for.
Really didn't need to die. No, spoilers for Lost. Shut it off if you haven't seen it. You're watching. He really didn't need to, like, it was really almost like, you know, like, yeah, it was very sad. He didn't need to die.
Can I also say the Hollywood Reporter describes him as doing sturdy work in a rare leading role in the Hot Zone Anthrax. So
sturdy work. Okay. Sturdy work. Yeah. All right. We should be so lucky to get those reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Uh huh. Yeah.
The YouTube, everyone doing sturdy work.
If you like this episode in the YouTube comments, just write Robin Akiva did sturdy work this episode. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Listen. He's one of the goats. It's hard to beat him. I feel like he's been in 11 movies since 1990, and I think he was nominated for an Oscar or Golden Globe in 9 of them. An Oscar in 6.
All right, good point. Hard to beat him. Let's vote.
Okay.
Daniel Day Kim. Got to do it.
Daniel Day Kim.
Wow.
Daniel Day Kim.
Well, then my opinion will be lost to history. And DDK, congratulations on Sweet 16. Now we'll go straight into
fun fact.
URW.
Daniel Day Kim is working on the live action edition of Avatar: The Last Airbender. Shout out to friends of the pod, Third Wheel Zach and Jacob Redman.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I mean, I know the show, but congratulations to him. Mm-hmm. Daniel Day Kim versus Evan Rachel Wood.
Ooh.
We got to go right into that.
This is my thought. If we're just going to now these are all three named celebrities. Mm-hmm. One, I'm not sure, is more iconic than the other. This is the way that my brain works. What's the easiest to say? What's the most fun to say? Daniel Day Kim, it's an even amount of syllables for the first half and the second half. It's like Daniel Day Kim, two syllables, one syllable middle, one syllable last. Mm-hmm. Versus Evan, which is one, Rachel, which is two in the middle, and Wood at the end. I feel like Daniel Day Kim goes off the tongue easier than Evan Rachel Wood. So that is why I do think my vote will go for Daniel Day Kim.
That is an interesting reason.
Interesting.
I'm curious about the sort of what do her friends call her test? Mm-hmm. Like, do you think Evan Rachel Wood's friends call her Evan?
That's a good question. I bet they do.
To a podcast that they, she did, and he was and calling her Evan.
Evan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that helps to me because I like the androgyny of the first name that contributes to an Evan Rachel Wood lean for me.
Okay. Evan is a good girl's name.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Daniel Day Kim. I think that DDK probably comes up more than ERW. Those are ugly initials.
I think you're right.
That sounds like an airport code. Yeah, that's
what yeah.
It is the airport.
Yeah. What airport Newark. Is it? Oh, Newark.
Is that Newark, ERW? Oh, you accepted that in your
not
brain.
Not a great airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, EWR.
EWR is close. Yeah, is Newark. Mm-hmm. I hope Sam Moore's around because I think I'm going to... To me, Daniel Day Kim is like, he's still on an upswing. And I have no problem. I like Evan Rachel Wood, but I feel like she's, I mean, I guess she was in Westworld. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Which is still on the air, I believe.
Still on the air. That's true.
Like 9 years they're between seasons.
They're both fabulous actors. Like there's that's why I went with,
I also think they're both going to lose to SJP, which we're not going to do right away. But I'm going to, I'll give Evan Rachel Wood the win here.
Okay.
Congratulations to Evan Rachel Wood.
Rachel Wood, moving on.
In the quarterfinals.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Next quadrant. And we have Love versus Heart.
Okay.
We have Jennifer Love Hewitt versus Melissa Joner.
This is great.
This is a great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And listen.
These are two three-name actresses.
Three-name celebrities. And I think this is a titanic matchup here.
Okay. Kate
Winslet, ironically, not eligible. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Someone made a bunch of puns and changed everything I wrote, but she's the queen.
What do you mean someone changed what you wrote?
I'm not going to throw the person, but I had like a whole thing here and I wrote, she was the queen of the procedural drama. She was in The Ghost Whisperer, The Client List, Criminal Minds, and the show 911, which is, I think, on Fox. And I think there's like a lot of 911s. On Fox, I think it's
what
like
was the great thing that you wrote that got taken out?
I don't remember. It just, I didn't something write good. Knows what you did last summer. That's not something I would write.
Yeah.
I didn't pick these pictures either.
Do you have a problem with the pictures?
I have no problem with the pictures. I would have probably just done a headshot for both. I have no problems with the pictures.
Is this too much body here for you?
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Cons, she's the star of Garfield the movie and Garfield the Tale of Two Kitties.
Yes.
Fun fact, released 4 albums as a solo artist with her top single, How Do I Deal, peaking at 57 on the charts. I did listen to How Do I Deal while prepping this bracket, which autoplayed into a lot of other Jennifer Love Hewitt music. So I've listened to a lot of JLH singing over the last few days. Melissa Joan Hart, she explained it all and was a teenage witch. Cons, her votes in a few elections could use some explaining. And fun fact, recently won $1 million for charity on Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Were you, I mean, are, you know, Rob and I, we're a little older than our two celebrity experts. Were either of you Clarissa Explains It All people? Probably not. You don't remember it.
I remember it, but I was a much bigger Sabrina the Teenage Witch person. Mm-hmm.
Big, big. Me too. Girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Watched every episode.
Clarissa, she was like always in her bed, right? Wasn't she always sitting on her bed and explaining things? Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is like aspirational.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I want a TV show where I'm in my bed most of the time. Mm-hmm.
Melissa Joan Hart. She also worked with Joey from Celebrity Big Brother 2.
Melissa and Joey,
Joey Lawrence?
Yeah, yes. Melissa and Joey, yes.
I don't think that's what Joey Lawrence is primarily known for, but I guess with Rob's Survivor Big Brother audience, that's fair.
And also to bring things back to Entourage, she's in Drive Me Crazy, right? With Adrian Grenier? Mm. Very, very bad rom-com teen movie that I have watched dozens of times.
Mm.
Bill Simmons used to have, he used to say this a lot, and I don't know if it's true, but he used to say his wife's least favorite celebrity was Jennifer Love Hewitt, and he would say, women hate Jennifer Love Hewitt. He'd always say that.
Not true.
I don't agree with that. Not these women.
Not these women.
Mm-hmm. Just, don't shoot the messenger. Bill Simmons, that's what he used to
say.
Maybe,
you know, the women in the, you know, age demo of Bill Simmons' wife.
It's possible. It's possible also. Could be a demo thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jennifer Love Hewitt, very good career.
Her career is awesome because all these procedurals, you make so much money on these procedurals. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I cannot explain mm-hmm. how much money she probably made, even though Melissa Joan Hart in more iconic shows like Sabrina, Clarissa Explains It All. She mm-hmm. had the show Melissa and Joey that I feel like ran 10 seasons on ABC Family. You cannot beat Fox money.
Yeah.
On a show like 9-1-1, you just cannot beat it. And I just love Jennifer Love Hewitt, like the name in general, because love is in the middle. I think that it's mm-hmm. so, like, you know, it's just
so really, you'd like her better if it was musical. Melissa Hart Joan, Maggie.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. I'm very concerned about the election thing because I didn't know any of this. And I feel like until I have more information, I can't vote for Melissa Joan Hart.
Yeah.
So, did we mention Party of Five mm-hmm. at all? Which is, mm-hmm. I believe, her.
Launching point.
The thing that launched her career. Mm-hmm. Love. I love love as mm-hmm. as a name. Much better name mm-hmm. than Joan. Which I don't know if we have too many Joan listeners, but
mm-hmm. my mom's name is Melissa.
Yeah, Melissa's fine. Mm-hmm. If we're ranking all of the names, it's probably a toss up between Joan and Hewitt for worst name on the board between the two. But love is the number one.
Leighton Hewitt, the Australian tennis player, Rob.
Wasn't so nice. Yeah. So,
well, I'll say this, Rob. When I was explaining the bracket to people, Maggie's metric,
right?
I think Jennifer Love Hewitt was on the short list of three name celebrities that I would use as an explainer, which to me is a big plus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Also, she's approaching SJP heavyweight status.
Also, but doesn't have a great initial, Maggie.
Akiva, do you know this? That one of these two women famously dated a U.S. Survivor contestant?
Yeah.
A U.S. Ooh. Survivor contestant.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Which one and then who?
Okay, I thought this was Jennifer Love Hewitt. Jennifer Love Hewitt dated.
Is it Rob's sister Nino?
No.
Oh, man. Because then it would be funny if the two women who hated Jennifer Love Hewitt the most were Bill Simmons' wife and your wife.
My wife? No. No, it was not me. Can you say who it was? It is a friend of mine, but it is not.
Can you say who it was?
Who is it?
Ethan Zahn.
Oh,
she's got good taste. Yeah, I also would date Ethan Zahn.
At the height of his powers.
I would date. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I would date Ethan Zahn now. So yeah, she's got 100%. Good taste.
Watch out, Ethan Zahn's wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that right. he's...
Wait, yeah. And that's also such... Because she has dated Enrique Iglesias. So to think of the two of them as... Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway, interesting yeah. lines, connections.
Heroes. They love Jennifer Love.
Okay. All mm-hmm. right, let's vote.
Yeah, I think it's going to be all JLH.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be Jennifer Love.
JLH, moving mm-hmm. on. Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Melissa Joan Hart. You had a good run.
Yeah.
Call Me Elaine is the next bracket. And we have
waiting for this.
Carly Rae Jepsen versus possibly one of the favorites, but we'll see, because she does have a freaking dash
hyphenated
in her name. And
that's, name.
That's,
can you explain the pun here on Call Me Elaine?
Listen, most of the people had like working puns, and then like I had to mix up people at the end. So Carly Rae Jepsen was facing Julie Louis-Dreyfus. And it's Call Me Maybe and Elaine. I don't know. They don't all. We had to put people in who deserve to be in. I could. They, you know, not everyone gets like a perfect.
Yeah, but I think
drop.
I probably would have leaned towards putting in the deserving people with three names.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus is three names. I'm not gonna hear any not that she doesn't have three names. Like it's an absurd argument. Well, first of all, Louis-Dreyfus is a last name. Her name isn't Julie Louis. It's Louis-Dreyfus. It's two names, and
that's right. It's two names. You
Louis-Dreyfus is two names, and Julia's a name. That's three names.
Come on,
he's got three names.
What are we doing?
Rob, you're so hung up on the dash. It's absurd. People, I'm going to be honest. I think 90% of the listeners are going to agree with me on this.
Put out the poll.
I'm going to put it out.
Yeah,
I think it's going to be like 88-12 me if we have this argument online. I really do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
I think you people are going to be like, oh, it's a great podcast, but why is Rob so hung up on the dash? Anyway, Carly Rae Jepsen, she's not a one-hit wonder. People got mad when we said that.
Definitely not.
She has five songs with 100 million streams on Spotify. Cons, indecisive on whether she wants... I didn't write that. That's a bad joke. I'm not going to read it. And fun fact, third place finisher on season 5 of Canadian Idol. That is a fun fact. Julie Louis-Dreyfus, an 8-time Emmy Award winner, 6 for Veep, 1 for Seinfeld, 1 for New Adventures of Old Christine. She got an Emmy for New Adventures of Old Christine. Really, that alone should move her on to the next round. Cons, her movie career has been kind of rough. We've discussed that James Gandolfini movie before. That was pretty bad. My wife's grandmother once got really mad at me for putting that on. You like that movie?
How dare.
Enough said.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus mm-hmm. has the career of my dream. She is my mm-hmm. comedy idol, my comedy hero. Literally,
I didn't like enough sense.
Her and Carol Burnett. So mm-hmm. how dare we talk about any bad thing she's been in? Because there's nothing bad. She's amazing.
Okay. Enough said's
like
not great.
Meryl mm-hmm. Streep has a bad movie.
Yeah. What about watching Ellie?
Yeah.
How dare? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Her movie career has not been great. And then fun fact, her father Gerard, who recently passed, was worth over $3 billion. Which caused me to wonder, is it possible she has more money than Larry David because she was one of his only children?
Plenty of
Very
money.
Very rich, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Right. Plenty of money.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right.
Yeah, Carly Rae Jepsen. This is a good matchup. Carly Rae Jepsen versus JLD. And people do call her JLD. I'm not just calling her that to be ironic.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, she's initials.
Yeah.
What do you think, Amelia?
Listen, I think, you know, on that the test of... Who do you think of when you first proposed this to me? I said, oh, like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, mm-hmm. like that, you know, I think mm-hmm. that any hyphen hesitation is just like steamrolled by this woman.
Hyphen
she is, she is,
hyphen hesitation.
She is three names. She is legend, like totally mm-hmm. in your camp, Maggie, mm-hmm. not an actress, but aspired to be like her in every way. So it's tough. Cause I like Carly too, you know, yeah. Dedicated is a great album. She's not a one hit wonder, but mm-mm. Julia is a three name titan.
Okay.
What do you think, Rob?
While I think the body of work of Julia Louis-Dreyfus is clearly better than Carly Rae Jepsen, that Carly Rae Jepsen is a three name celebrity. And I believe Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh my God.
Is Louis her last name? What is her last name?
Yeah, her last name is Louis-Dreyfus.
Right. Do we say that her last names, plural, are Louis-Dreyfus?
Mm-hmm.
First name, middle name, last name. Carly Rae Jepsen, on that alone, has to be ahead of Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I'm sorry.
No, you should be sorry. Yeah. You should be very, very sorry.
Okay.
But no, listen, that's your opinion. Everyone could use their own metric. That's one of the things about these brackets. There's no rubric you need to follow. I'm also going to start drinking like Amelia right now after Rob's decision.
It's a seltzer.
I'm teasing. Maggie, what do you think? It's 1-1.
This is my problem. Mm-hmm. I'm very torn because I agree with Rob. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is no world, if this was not Julia Louis-Dreyfus, where I would be saying like Carly Rae Jepsen is the three name celebrity. Julia Louis-Dreyfus should not be in this bracket. Okay.
Hard to disagree.
But if
fair.
You want to do a hyphenated last name bracket,
put her in 2023.
But this is what I'm going to have to say.
Yeah.
Like, literally,
the listeners voted her in. Blame the listeners,
favorite,
not me.
You picked my favorite actress of all time, like my hero. Mm-hmm. So, I cannot. I'm going to have to go against and defy all logic.
You
and
believe in
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. knowing that she's going to be kicked out by Jennifer Love Hewitt, and I'm going to pick her because I cannot, in good conscience, vote in any category for Carly Rae Jepsen over Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay, fair enough. 2-1, and I'll cement it for JLD. I like Carly Rae Jepsen, like all the singers in here. I listen to her stuff.
The song of the decade.
Song of the decade. Yeah, because she's great. She's great. She'll have a continuing great career. So we have got JLD, and then we'll go right into JLH versus JLD. Jennifer Love Hewitt versus Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I do just want to make a point that the mere fact that we say JLD speaks to the fact that she's not JL, she's JLD.
100%. 100%. Hashtag Rob was wrong.
Okay. So.
I'm ready to vote.
Ready to vote.
I've said my piece.
Okay. All right, Amelia.
Who do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think I got different criteria. It's still Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Okay.
Rob.
I'm going to go with Jennifer Love Hewitt, a woman with three names.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Whose body of work? Now, we talked about Jennifer Love Hewitt's made a lot of money, but I don't think she's made Veep money, Seinfeld money.
Oh, why are you turning this into who has the greatest net worth? Akiva.
That's what we do sometimes. We talk about, but no, I think, I'm just finding common ground between them. Maggie, what do you think? It's 1-1.
I have to go with Jennifer Love Hewitt because Julia Louis-Dreyfus doesn't have three names. I agree with Rob. It's the way, and this is also the way that I'm going to say it. Akiva, I bet you if anybody called her Julia Dreyfus, she would be like, that's not my last name. My last name is Louis-Dreyfus. Like that would make her mad.
My last names are Louis-Dreyfus.
But the way that if you called Mary-Kate Olsen Mary, she would be like, that's not my name. My name is Mary-Kate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to invoke the nuclear option of inviting someone on who's wearing a Yankee hat to make our decision for us. I'm going with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Maggie, I will add about 30 seconds ago said she would never vote against in any context of anything on earth. And then went straight to
vote. I needed her to win one. I needed her to win one.
She specifically said, I will put her through and I know that she will lose to Julia Louis-Dreyfus in the next round.
Jennifer that Amelia would vote against her, not that she would immediately abandon her idol.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But she doesn't have three names. I bet you if you asked her if she had three names, she would say she does not.
Amelia,
I wish we could. That would be a dream.
What are you concerned about, Amelia?
I'm just concerned by how much it has turned out that Akiva and I have an alliance throughout this whole thing.
Should we let Sam come on to break this? Okay.
Come on. And Sam, If you're worried
don't poison the jury
in your house,
I already have my pick. Nothing to do with anybody I work for or anything. Mm-hmm. This is a three name bracket. We are looking for celebrities with three names. It's not a troll. That's the assignment.
I don't have a problem. Just make the assignment. Make your pick.
It's Jennifer Love Hewitt. Okay. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. I like her body of work. But we're not.
An icon.
You're judging on the body of work.
All right, fine. Jennifer Love Hewitt is an iconic three-name celebrity. I don't think it's a travesty for her to advance.
This is not awful.
Our guests have outs. We got to keep moving.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Akiva, what's next?
Sam, pull up the next matchup on the screen, please. Lights, camera, Oscar. We have a pair of famed directors here. There are no Dashes in town. We have two, three named celebrities. Thank God for a second here. This is a fun matchup. We have Francis Ford Coppola versus PTA, Paul Thomas Anderson. Francis Ford Coppola, one of the greatest directors in history. Cons, plans to spend $120 million of his own money to film a movie called Megalopolis, which sounds unbelievably bad. There's a really wild article in, I think, Vanity Fair or something very recently about
it. What's it about?
I couldn't explain it. It looks horrible. It will never actually be filmed. But he is very wealthy.
Is that a dinosaur?
No, it's about the future. It's terrible.
It does sound like a dinosaur.
It's fun fact. Did you know The Godfather Part 3 got 7 Oscar nominations? Paul Thomas Anderson. He wrote the one of the great lines in movie history. I drink your milkshake. I watched that the other day and my 4-year-old came into the room and said, why is he drinking his milkshake? Cons. I love licorice and I love pizza, but let's admit that's a weird name for a movie. Licorice pizza. Also, what's up with the frogs and Magnolia? And then fun fact. Right? What?
You wrote that one, right?
I did write that one, but I didn't write the fun fact, which is copied to David Mamet, worked for film school assignment and got a C. That is a fun fact.
Okay. Now, Paul Thomas Anderson, often known by P.T. Anderson, at least earlier, I feel like, in his career, but now maybe...
No, people call him P.T.A.
Now they call him P.T.A.
Let's at least give it, like, the breath of just, like, going actor versus actor, director versus director here.
Okay.
There's no Dashes. We have someone who... It's also, like, Paul Thomas Anderson at this point has probably made more good movies than Francis Ford Coppola, but he didn't make The Godfather, but also The World Will Be Blood is one of my favorite movies. Probably my favorite drama movie. What do you think, Rob?
We need to compare whose films are better. I think that they're both directors.
I've never met them personally, Maggie, so I don't know how well it's like. Paul Thomas Anderson, I think he's married to Maya Rudolph. That's cool.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that Paul Thomas Anderson, you know, if we're going by the acronym test, PTA, I think it's definitely getting much more run than FFC.
That's for sure.
I don't know how many relevant films FFC has made recently.
Very few. Really nothing good
Oh my gosh. Recently, but literally his film.
Right. Yeah. I know, but
transformed cinematic history. Sure. And his daughter now has made films that have transformed cinema.
And even more than both of them, his nephew, Nicolas Cage, is our greatest actor.
But
some of the criteria that Maggie brought up for Daniel Day-Kim, it's not the same, but I really like the first two names starting with the same letter and then the third. Like, it's a beautiful name. Beautiful, beautiful name. Francis much better than Paul Thomas Anderson to me.
Yeah.
But it's not like that PTA is some slouch schlub here going up against Francis Ford Coppola.
No, not at all.
I did not care for licorice pizza, but...
I am going to.
What do you think about the Bling Ring?
Loved the Bling Ring. My one complaint about the Bling Ring is I did feel like there were moments where they just didn't have enough footage and showed scenes in slow mo to fill time.
Oh my god!
But I liked it. I like that.
I just can't believe you knew what the Bling Ring was.
The suspect wore come on, yeah. That's. I also watched Pretty Wild with Alexis Nyers.
He was only the executive producer on that.
Yeah. I know a lot about the
He didn't. He didn't direct that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love There Will Be Blood. I didn't like Phantom Thread, The Mask, or The Master. But he's still one of my favorite directors.
I don't think the FFC. I don't think has directed a movie in a. Hold on, let me.
Yeah, but listen, he could have retired and nobody would blame
him. That's admirable.
Yeah.
To be able to chill.
I mean, he doesn't chill. He does the wine stuff and makes a whole
FFC lot of money. Made one of the literally did the impossible where he made a sequel that was better than the original, which never, ever, ever happens.
Yeah.
And also
this show, too. Every time we do a sequel.
Just OK. So they are both literally two of the best actors or both best directors ever. What I'm going to base my vote on is who's. Names I like better as a three name celebrity. That's what I'm going to base it on.
All right. So Amelia,
it's not my turn to vote.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Amelia, go.
Yeah. I'm going to do similar and I'm going to go with Francis Ford Coppola.
Wow. Okay.
I'm going to go with PTA.
Ooh.
Maggie? I'm going to go with Francis Ford Coppola for the basic fact that he is such a three-name celebrity that he has a daughter who's also like a celebrity, and she only has the same last name. Like, she doesn't have three names either. Like, he is his own entity. So Francis Ford Coppola.
So if she was Sophia Ford Coppola, that would be better.
See, that would help it for me if she was Sophia Ford Coppola.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ford is middle name? I don't even know. I'm going with PTA. We got to get Sam right back here. You could... I didn't love Licorice Pizza either, Amelia, but I like what he does as a director. Like, it wasn't a great movie. And the name is, we could all agree, the name is stupid, right? Licorice Pizza.
Is Akiva voting or not?
I'm voting.
He says he is now.
Okay.
I'm voting. Because I couldn't let Rob, you know, go wild with the dash thing. I had to keep him in check.
Okay.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. All right. Let's keep moving.
Sam's on my team.
FFC. Moves on.
All right. Next matchup, Sam. The Lake Show. We have a pair of Lakers. This will probably be quick. We have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar against Meta World Peace. Meta World Peace doesn't always go by Meta World Peace now, but I felt comfortable enough including it because his social media still calls himself Meta. But he did legally change his name to Sandiford.
Meta, Sandiford. The bearer of hyphens, but Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is hyphenated.
All right, so you could vote for Meta World Peace as a better Laker than Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, 38,387 points, although LeBron should pass him in about 12 months. Cons, he once sued Miami Dolphins running back Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for having the same name as him, which is completely nuts. And then fun fact, he co-wrote season four, episode 6 of Veronica Mars, which is, we could get it.
That's a fun fact.
That's a fun fact. I like that. That's a very fun fact. He's a good writer.
Yes. Also, the guy who wrote these fun facts is a great writer. Pros, 2004 NBA Defensive Player of the Year. That's the artist formerly known as Nard Test. Cons was once suspended for 86 games for his role in a brawl during which he punched a fan in the face on the court. Fun fact, now he goes by Meta Sandiford Artest in some place. He was also on, I believe, Celebrity Big Brother.
Celebrity Big Brother 1. Right? And
how did he do?
He was like middle of the pack. He sort of like, engineered his own ouster from the game. And then... also is going to be a cast member on the upcoming Beyond the Edge. Coming
which
to
is
CBS.
What?
It's basically like Celebrity
Survivor knockoff.
Yeah, Celebrity Survivor. Basically like Celebrity Survivor coming to CBS this Wednesday.
Oh, it starts right now. Okay. Yeah. Are you podcasting about it?
I am.
Every episode or just the first one?
Every single one.
Oh, well, let's say if it sucks. You're committing already now to like every one?
Look, Akiva.
Yeah.
The worse the show, the better my podcast.
True. It's fair. It's just true. And do you have like a running co-host for that?
I do.
And you share it or you're not ready to share it?
You may have to listen to some of the other podcasts this weekend to find out.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Okay. Just trying to do some plugs for other shows here. Yeah.
All right. But let's talk about
KAJ,
the battle.
Is anybody voting for Meta World Peace here?
I am.
No, but I am excited. Yes. Malice at the Palace is part of the slideshow.
Malice at the Palace.
I'm from Detroit, so
We don't have to like explain the Malice of the Palace.
Oh yeah, no, I literally was 9 years old watching Local 4 News.
Talk all about it.
Mm-hmm. It was when he went by Ron Artest, so everybody hated Ron Artest. Yes.
At the time,
That's why I changed the name. Wait, so are we? But I think we're 2-2 based on how we're doing. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I don't know who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is.
I haven't said anything.
Are
you just assuming that
Where's where's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? Okay.
Don't assume.
Amelia, who is your vote?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Okay. I don't care about the hyphens, and that's a
Kareem
great name.
Kareem Abdul.
All right.
Kareem
Abdul-Jabbar. I'm voting for Meta World Peace. I've met him, I believe, on 2 occasions that he was a guest when I used to podcast with T.O., and then also I interviewed him before he went in to go play Celebrity Big Brother.
That's a terrible reason to vote for. Like, you met him twice.
That's not why I'm voting for him. Fun fact.
If you met Kareem, in fairness, you would not vote for him because I think most people who meet him find him a little rough around the edges. Which is why he's the leading scorer in NBA history and he's not working in the NBA. He's writing for Veronica Mars.
I'm also going to disagree with the con once again, because I think that's kind of like a very, like, it's a power move to sue someone for, he can't help having, and like, amazing. Way to use
that. And he won. Well, he did win, Amelia. So the judge may have said Kareem power move. But I think it was a high school running back star who was converting to Islam, and his iman said, this is your name. And so it's a little, like, it wasn't like he joined the NFL. Like, you know what I mean? I think it was a weird move. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, I'm KAJ. Rob, your Metaworld piece. So we got to go right. But Sam, you didn't know you're like a full, you know, full fledged member of this panel.
I mean, this is by far the easiest one. I'm voting for one, the person that has three names, and two, one of the greatest Big Brother players of all time.
Oh, my, I thought he was.
Sam is always on my team. What can I say?
We know this is the same. This is so easy.
Winning time. Okay.
Oh my Jesus! Who plays Kareem? Not someone. I think
who plays Better World Peace on Winning Time?
I don't think he's in it.
Next season. Okay.
All right. So that is the end of the first half of the bracket. I guess we could do. We could very quickly do Francis Ford Coppola versus Meta World Peace. Amelia. This, now the first round is like versus ages, like in a lot of times, but this is truly a great. This is a knockout brawl here. What do you think?
This is a great.
Which is ironically Meta World Peace's strength, knockout brawl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I want to know if in any world these two have ever met each other.
Hmm. Question. They probably live around each other.
Yeah.
In LA. Was he a good podcast guest, Rob? On the T.O. show? The podcast.
He's very like low key and sort of like relaxed. So I feel like that ideally he is. I like a podcast guest with like a little bit more fire. Mm-hmm. Maybe he saves it all for the basketball court.
Okay.
Fair enough. Somebody that comes in hot.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little too like laid back for a podcast. I feel
like. Okay.
That's his strong suit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What do you think, Amelia?
Yeah, I think I got to go Francis Ford Coppola in this pairing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I still really like the name, and I'm still salty about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So
I too will go with Francis Ford Coppola. I just feel like that the body of work is greater for FFC than Meta World Peace.
Now that was not a factor when you were comparing one of the best basketball players ever with like a pretty good basketball player,
right?
When because, that was the totality of what they've basically done
in a best three name celebrity bracket. The number one concern was, hey, does this person have three names?
So if he had not put a dash between the Abdul and Jabbar, he would be going through.
Yes,
he didn't put a dash. That's his name. That's his last name. Mm-hmm. He did not put the dash there. That's his name.
Mm-hmm. All right.
His last name is Abdul Jabbar.
Right, yeah. I'm also voting for Francis Ford Coppola just to move this along.
Okay.
I don't get to vote. No.
Yeah. You do. But it was 3-0.
Maggie, I'm so sorry.
It was 3-0. I was doing this for you. You, I think, have the first out. So.
I voted for Francis Ford Coppola.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do we got next, Sam? Oh, you guys are gonna hate this one. I'm telling you now.
Okay, so
we have Saved by the Bracket.
Mark Paul Gosselaar, which is a hyphenated first name, versus Tiffany Amber Thiessen, which is a hyphenated last name.
Well, I got great news because this got put in the bracket, and then we found out last second she has dropped Amber from her name. So if anyone wants to knock out Tiffany Amber Thiessen and use their super veto. Amelia and Rob still have them, but her social media right now is only Tiffany.
I'll knock it out. Give me a different. Give me somebody from the maybe pile that actually has three
names.
You want
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No, I want somebody. Yeah, so give me somebody. Give me somebody that was sent in from your thousands of names that didn't get included.
Fair enough. I will, here, why don't you, if I'll do that, why don't you read the Mark Paul Gosselaar stuff in the meantime for me, please?
Okay. All right.
While I find the name for you.
Okay. For Mark Paul Gosselaar, Akiva says pros, known for playing Zach Morris and either Franklin or Bash. A cons, his podcast I'm not sure is pretty which one. Bad. I think his podcast might have pod faded. Fun fact.
Did it die? Rob and I, we talked about it. Yeah.
Yeah. He was not into it at all. Fun fact. Until recently, he had never watched a single episode of Saved by the Bell. Mm-hmm. So let me see. When was the most recent episode of Zach to the Future? It looks like the most recent episode was, a little bit after Akiva and I had talked about it. Episode 50, was on August 25th, 2021. It was a weekly podcast. Mm-hmm. The last episode was, August 2021.
And I'm suggesting they didn't finish the whole series.
They got up to episode 50. Right.
Okay, fine. All right. I'm going to throw out some names of people who were nominated a bunch, but didn't make it in, Rob. Okay. Mm-hmm.
They did get pretty far.
I think there's like 86 episodes of Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
I believe it. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Billy Ray Cyrus, Kathy Lee Gifford. Lou Diamond Phillips, Camilla Parker Bowles, Amy Lee Curtis.
Parker Bowles is a hyphenate.
Amy Lee Curtis was knocked out last second. Helena Bonham Carter, Chad Michael Murray.
Okay.
Sean William Scott. Any of these people excite you?
Kathy Lee Gifford through.
Who is Ann McKeeley?
So,
Kathy Lee Gifford. Okay.
Kathy Lee Gifford recently sat down on Julie Chen Moonves's God 101. Well, Julie Chen Moonves. Is that a hyphen? Well, I don't know.
It's a hyphen.
Okay, fine. Then put Kathy Lee Gifford through for her recent appearance on God 101.
Now, can I ask you a question? Why are you listening? You are listening to Julie Chen Moonves's God 101 podcast.
Maggie, have you checked it out? Her YouTube channel?
I checked it out a little bit. Mostly when you guys were talking about it on the slop. If you're not a patron and you don't get the slop, this is a good time to become one. But yeah, it was something. It's something.
Mm-hmm.
God 101.
Okay. All right.
I'm unfamiliar with it. And she doesn't still do the show with Hoda anymore, Amelia.
No, she's done. She's done.
Okay.
Okay.
Hoda and
that
Jenna
was,
now.
That was iconic. Hoda and Jenna. Oh, Jenna Bush.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So who are we? So it's Mark Paul Gosselaar versus Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah, do you want to hear a clip of her with talking to Julie Chen Moonves?
This is what Jesus says about me. And he has to flee.
Yeah. But Satan is a loser and a liar.
Father of all lies.
That's right.
So you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, it's a YouTube channel.
For
yeah,
fun. I listen
to it professionally. I mean, it's my job to cover all things Big Brother. Yeah.
Yes. Julie Chen Moonves' podcast. And then you cut a clip of it.
To be fair, Julie Chen Moonves did not hyphenate her own name on her StreamYard.
Okay, fair enough. Amelia, what do you think here? MPG versus Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kathy Lee Gifford, you know,
former coworker of yours.
Yeah, I was about to say former coworker of mine, you know, part of the Peacock. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of a late addition. Like, it feels like she got a chance here where she didn't initially. So I think I have to go Kathy Lee Gifford. I have to support the late entry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Rob,
I'll go with your own Kathy Lee Gifford.
ALG, what do you think, Maggie?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yes. All right. There we go. This could be a real rags to riches story if she wins the whole thing.
Okay. She's a Horatio Alger.
Right. Less famous partner, the first three-way matchup. Be warned, there's a bunch of them coming up.
Okay.
We have Billy Bob Thornton, Jada Pinkett Smith, and Keegan-Michael Key. Less famous partner. So Billy Bob Thornton is a self-described brony, a man who loves My Little Pony.
No.
This might be a con, but so are all of his potential facts.
That's real?
Cons, the whole blood vial thing with Angelina Jolie was weird. Fun fact, is currently married to a sixth wife. Jada Pinkett Smith was recently named one of the most 100 influential people in the world. That's pretty good. Cons, she's a chronic overshare. Fun fact, she went to high school with Tupac. Keegan-Michael Key, in May, he became the first Mad TV cast member to ever host SNL. Cons, what's the deal with him and Jordan Peele? Are they still friends? Okay. And fun fact, he's playing Toad in the new Mario movie.
Add Keegan-Michael is a hyphenated first name.
All right, well, we've got three people here, so you can vote for whomever you want.
Okay.
All right. Jada Pinkett Smith leaps off this page to me.
Okay. You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
two of the most famous.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, to me, Jada Pinkett Smith's going to, I think, is going to roll here.
Yeah.
Is anybody? Yeah, everyone agrees.
That's who I'm voting for.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Put her through. Okay.
Perfect. So now we got Jada Pinkett Smith versus Kathy Lee Gifford right away. I bet they've met. I bet she's been on the last hour today.
Yeah, I feel like they've probably met.
I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Jada Pinkett Smith, like, it's a little hard for me because I feel like Kathy Lee Gifford probably has always been known professionally as Kathy Lee Gifford. And Jada Pinkett was an actress known as Jada Pinkett.
Oh, interesting.
And she just moved her last name to her middle name. So like in Halle Berry's Oscar speech, she like calls out Jada Pinkett, you know, it was before she was with Will Smith.
Who could forget?
So I, it's hard, but when I literally was like trying to think of somebody to add to the bracket, I said, is Jada Pinkett Smith on?
Yep.
Because of how iconic she is. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Okay. Fair.
Okay. Put it through.
What do you think, Amelia?
Yeah, I buy that. I buy that. Okay. I mean, the only vote for KLG is the initial test, but I'm with it.
And she's very fun. KLG could have beat some other people, but this is a tough matchup. So Jada Pinkett Smith, welcome to the Elite Eight. What do we got next, Sam?
Keeping up with the Joneses.
Three okay. Joneses.
Now, famously, there was recently a Super Bowl commercial with a bunch of the famous Joneses. None of these people were invited to be in the famous Jones commercial.
Well, maybe they only invited Jones with two names.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We were busy working. We were watching cross country skiing during the
Super Bowl. Akiva, this is one of your better puns.
Keeping up with the Joneses. I thought they were like, all good.
It makes sense. It's yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was
Tommy Lee.
It was Leslie Jones. Lee Jones was there.
He was there. Okay.
Yeah. Tommy Lee Jones and Rashida Jones.
Rashida Jones. Okay. Those are all great Joneses, but most of them are two name celebs. Tommy Lee Jones,
one of the Jonas Brothers showed up.
That's idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
They're always around.
Well, they said that on the thing. They said you don't.
Oh, that was a commercial. Yeah, I didn't. I was working a little bit. I didn't see every commercial during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Tommy Lee Jones, pros, played college football at Harvard. Okay. That's a fun fact. Cons, does the Fugitive hold up? Like, if I told you I was going to rewatch the Fugitive tonight, would you think that was weird?
Why wouldn't it?
I don't know. I feel like for a classic movie, it glorifies
law enforcement in a way
That's not what I'm saying. I just think it's like an old school. Maggie or Amelia, have either of you seen the film The Fugitive?
I haven't seen The Fugitive. See?
Told you, Rob, doesn't hold up. The kids are not watching The Fugitive.
That doesn't hold up.
That's what I mean. I just mean like it has been. It's not in the zeitgeist anymore. Yeah. You know. And fun fact, he's been nominated 5 times for the AARP Movie Awards for Best Actor.
Yeah.
But he's 0-5.
Yeah. There's some talk this week that Tommy Lee Jones's depiction of Two-Face in the Batman and Robin film was not so great.
Okay. Interesting. Well, a lot of things in that film were met.
Also, Catherine Zeta, Zeta Jones is hyphenated, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about her. Zeta Jones is from Mumbles, Wales. That's fun. Cons, I saw Traffic in the theater with my mom. That was a mistake. And then fun fact, she has the same birthday, September 25th, as her husband of 21 years, Michael Douglas. He's exactly 25 years older than she is. James Earl Jones. He is Darth Vader. Rob, please explain to Akiva.
Yeah.
So he is like, Darth Vader is he a voice?
He's like, the voice. He's in a box? Right. He's not in the suit.
I've never seen Star Wars. Okay, fine.
Right.
And he's not the father guy. That's
he is also the voice of Mufasa, but he is not. He does not play Mufasa.
Okay, well that I know. Lion King, I've seen.
Right.
Cons, do you know that Sandlot had a sequel? He's in that too. I did not know Sandlot had a sequel. And fun fact, he's got an EGOT sort of, but the Oscar is an honorary, not an acting award or anything. Like that. Catherine Zeta Jones, James Earl Jones, Tommy Lee Jones. What do we think? This is a tough one.
Yeah.
Amelia, do you want to go first?
Well, I love Catherine Zeta-Jones, and she was in the movie Intolerable Cruelty, which I saw, which was one of those movies that I saw, and I did not understand what was going on. I think I was 10, but I loved it. Like, I just loved the vibe, and I was like, this is what it's like to be an adult. And so she'll always have that for me. But James Earl Jones, I think, is same sort of thing, like, jumps off the page here to me. That is, like, that's the name, that's the guy, like, that's the body of work, you know?
Yeah.
That's my first instinct.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones is not in contention here for me.
I agree. Tommy Lee Jones has some hits along the way, but James Earl Jones, that voice is iconic. He's pictured here from Coming to America, which didn't even get mentioned. So it's James Earl Jones for me.
It's going to be a clean sweep because James Earl Jones is like the iconic theater actor of the 21st century. So James Earl Jones is my pick too.
Yeah. Interesting. Had Tommy Lee Jones advanced past this round and had a play-in matchup against Jada Pinkett Smith, we could have had both former partners of Will Smith.
That's right. But we didn't, unfortunately it didn't happen. That's a good point. No, she's a current partner, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Things are complicated, I think, but they're
complicated partnerships with Will Smith. Day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What is next, Sam?
New and busted, old hotness.
One must go, John.
You know what I mean. Yeah.
That is an inside RGP joke. Our friend John likes to do one must goes, which is eight of the same thing. Like,
wait, so which wait, of these? But there's only two things. Oh, because there's two John things and here. John. Okay,
John and John. Okay. It's John versus John. Yeah, no, he had to move a little while there. For,
yeah, reach,
but John, John, for people don't know, he'll go. No, it's good. It's and I didn't even do this. This is from Robbie Freeman, but I still like it. It's
all right. Tell us who we have here for the podcast.
Jonathan
listeners.
Taylor Thomas, JTT, one of the great initials of three named actors for sure. Pro is a Mets fan. Cons, he directed a bunch of episodes of Tim Allen's show, Last Man Standing, and nobody noticed. Fun fact.
Wait, why is that a con?
I just feel like
he's a working director. That's I'll explain.
I think because Maggie, I think it's like it's cool that he was like his son on the show and then he directed the show and you'd think it would have been a big deal, but nobody really noticed. That's
and,
all I was saying.
And Newton John is hyphenated, I will add.
All right, you don't have to vote for her. Okay. Pros, Olivia Newton John, five number one songs. Cons, does Grease hold up? Fun fact,
does
was in Sharknado 5.
Hold up? No, no, how do you mean, did young people see Grease or does the content of subject matter?
Canceled. I don't mean is it canceled. I mean like, do people still care about Grease? Maybe they do.
People still care about Grease.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Much more than
the I could quote it literally right now. I could say almost every song. No doubt. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, listen, I didn't write that line. And then fun fact, she was in Sharknado 5 Global Swarming, which is a funny name.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
All right.
JTTONJ, what do you think, Amelia?
First of all, Grease definitely holds up. I think on name, it's JTT for me. Mm-hmm. And I say it that way because of the way that they say it in the SNL sketch about going home. She says JTT. I think it should be JTT. But yeah, I think name alone, it's probably Jonathan Taylor Thomas for me. I don't have particularly strong feelings about Olivia Newton-John. Mm-hmm. And that name is just quintessential.
Mm-hmm. Every girl my age had a JTT poster on her wall in 1994.
And see, he was not my guy. I mean, maybe I was... I was born in 92, so he's not my guy.
It would have been weird if you had his at 2 years old had his poster.
Demanding posters, but I still feel positively about him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think, Rob?
Well, considering that Olivia Newton-John is a hyphenated last name, I would say this would actually be an interesting battle if it was two pure three-name celebrities, but it has to be Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yep. Maggie, you agree?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
You don't know really JTT.
That's fine. Who Jonathan Taylor Thomas is. I've heard the name.
Not a Home Improvement.
Very handsome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was very handsome.
Yeah. Oh, he's the son on Home Improvement?
Yeah. He had cancer one episode. That was wild.
One episode?
But yeah, that's what I'm going with.
Very special episode, Amelia. It was wild.
Yeah, I believe he was also the, this could be an interesting matchup if he takes on James Earl Jones, because I believe he is the voice of young Simba.
Yes, it is Simba versus...
No way!
Yeah, wow. He's Simba.
That is so cool!
And James Earl Jones was who? Mufasa?
Mufasa.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. It's right now. Simba versus Mufasa. That's fun.
Wow, okay, wow. Simba versus Mufasa.
That is so exciting.
That's wild.
Hmm. What do you think, Rob?
Wow. And now we finally do get the battle of, old and busted versus new hotness.
Rob, I do not endorse you calling James Earl Jones old and busted.
Yeah.
Rob, unfortunately, I'm going to be honest. I think James Earl Jones is iconic and Jonathan Taylor Thomas might be old and busted.
This is a reference that is a line from Men in Black that Will Smith described his relationship with Tommy Lee Jones as new hotness and old and busted. That is a reference to the partnership of Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith.
Right. Uncanceled.
Yes. Okay. I would say James Earl Jones. Give it to Mufasa.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Amelia?
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. Maggie's agreeing. Of course, she didn't know JTT. You should look up JTT. It'll blow your mind. He was very popular.
He's handsome in this photo. Very handsome.
Yeah,
I think that's beyond when he was popular.
Yeah. But that's sort of what he looked like. And I'm sorry, who would you compare him to? He was like...
Devin Siwa? Like that kind of vibe?
Yeah,
like
a little bit. Yeah, a little bit later, Devin Sawa, but JTT, I think.
Zac Efron?
Yes, a little bit Zac Efron. Yeah. Amelia, I think was a lot higher than Devin Sawa's.
I'm a big Devin Sawa.
Amelia, he was in the Home Improvement was the number one show on TV 1 year, I think. Okay. Yeah, now and then, Devin
Sawa. Now and then, that's right.
Yeah, I used to watch that on my sister.
All right.
What is next, Mr. Sam? I see alive people. And this is Haley Joel Osment versus Dick Van Dyke. Did you know Dick Van Dyke was still alive? I didn't. That's why this is called that.
What's with you and Chester and Dick Van Dyke?
Why? Did Chester mention Dick Van Dyke this week?
That I listened to another podcast where Chester and Redacted were talking about, and Chester also said Dick Van Dyke has been dead for a long time when he is in fact alive.
And Chester likes to say things very confidently and sometimes be wrong, although people say that I do that too. So
yes,
Haley Joel Osment. He seems to be a well-adjusted adult. That's a pro cons. He loves going on podcasts. He's a frequent podcast guest. We could have him on this show next week if we want to. Fun fact.
I don't think that hyphen is meant to be there.
Yeah, I don't think there is a hyphen either. I think that's an accident.
Because his sister, Emily Osment, is only one. It's, his last name is not
so
Joel.
So here we have bringing facts. A three-name actor, Haley Joel Osment, who we have, mishyphenated.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't worry about it because nobody thought hyphens mattered except for you.
But Rob, I think so. And Sam. But and then Sam. We have Dick Van Dyke, who his last name is Van Dyke. Van is not like his last name is not Dyke.
He should go by Dick Van Dyke.
But there is there is no hyphen. I do think that's technically three words.
Rob only hates hyphens. Fun fact.
Because a word with a hyphen is not two words. The hyphen makes it one word.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Haley Joel has been recently filmed a movie called Somebody I Used to Know. If I'm Gautier, hold out for $5 million for the rights to that song. Dick Van Dyke, pros outlive Mary Tyler Moore, not nice, whoever wrote that. Cons, no one under 30 would be able to identify him from this picture alone. I did not write
that's
that
wrong.
Whoever wrote that is a buffoon, no offense, Robbie. Fun fact, got married on the radio in 1948, 73 years before Robin Akiva would marry a couple live on a podcast.
Okay.
We're not trendsetters, I guess. It had been done before.
Okay.
Dick Van Dyke, this is a great, Haley Joel Osment, most famous for what he did as a little kid. Nobody likes the pun here. I see a lot of people. All right.
It's fine.
Anyway.
Yeah. How come Haley Joel isn't getting conned for being in the Entourage movie?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
Good point.
That's a good question, Amelia.
We're not Entourage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, you know what made us feel old? We had at least a couple listeners when we discussed Entourage once who said they'd never heard of it before.
Oh,
like the youngins.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So we gotta keep moving here. I think it's Dick Van Dyke over Haley Joel Osment.
Yep.
The body of work. Yeah.
The body of work. Keep it moving, Sam.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. What's this, Akiva?
We have Buffy versus Rod versus Barney.
Okay.
This is a good one.
This is a good one. Real three name celebs here. No dashes in town, I don't
believe.
How
is this a play in bracket when, like, The Mountain and a bunch of people with hyphen names?
It seems, Rob. Right. It was unseated. Nobody seated here. Yes, these would be three powerhouses and only one could advance, but that's what happens sometimes, you know? Sometimes Kentucky goes up against Wichita State in the second round and maybe the winner would win the title, but that's not what happened. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Pros, she's been married to FPJ, Freddie Prinze Jr., for 20 years. Isn't that great? Cons, she wrote a cookbook named Stirring Up Food with Fun. That's a very bad name for a cookbook. Fun fact, has not appeared in a movie since 2009. Sacha Baron Cohen. Pros, is Borat. Cons, it's still annoying to say the phrase my wife without doing the whole my wife thing. Fun fact, did you know that he won the Golden Globe for playing Borat? Now you know. Neil Patrick Harris.
And we don't talk about Bruno.
Bruno was fine. NPH, he's a well-adjusted adult, even though he's a child star. Cons, magic, so much magic. I did not write this. Fun fact, obsessed with Red Bull to the point that Red Bull gave him a lifetime supply and mini fridge because the amount of free advertising gave the company. Shout out Red Bull General Counsel and RT podcaster, Michelle Denny.
Michelle Denny, one of the greats.
Melissa Denny, excuse me.
Yes.
I was reading Michelle. Okay.
Sorry, I was like, does Melissa have a sister who podcasts? Literally, that was what I thought. I was I guess I can
SMG, SBC, NPH. Honestly, this is a really, really tough matchup. Three very solid
slides. Yeah, this is a crazy slide.
You know, honestly, Akiva, I had no clue who I was going to pick until you just said their initials. And I was like, oh, I've heard that initial before.
So I feel like of the three, the one that you never hear by initials is the SBC.
Yeah, that sounded, I was like, is that a company? That was the first, I was like, what are we,
is this
are we trading stocks?
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel like SBC is known more for his characters than himself.
It's very, very hard, but because he said SMG, SBC, and then NPH, who I hear NPH often. Mm-hmm. Neil Patrick Harris perhaps has been in the zeitgeist of everybody's minds more recently than the other two for longer. I'm going to have to go with Neil. I'm going to rally and I'm going to go out of the voting order and I'm going to say Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. NPH has had a wild ride where NPH was a child star and then sort of like was like thrown away. I think he was in Starship Troopers, but then basically was sort of like out of the public eye for, you know, almost like 10 years before he got brought back with How I Met Your Mother and then had a real star turn there. SMG kind of out of the public eye, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like I said, not been in a movie since 2009. I also wrote like, and this did not
television.
Yeah. Since. NPH, the Doogie Howser thing, the fact that he was a doctor at 14, who would want a 14-year-old doctor, even if they're the smartest person in the world? That seems nuts to me.
Yeah.
That's a demerit for me.
Yeah. I don't know how much he was in surgery.
Was he just like giving advice? I don't remember the show.
I think
show.
He was more like a general. We actually have the show. Yeah.
We could watch that show one day. It's in our, it's in the hopper.
I'd love to.
Emilio, what do you think here?
Yeah, I don't care about Borat at all. So Sacha Baron Cohen is out for me. I am a big Buffy fan, though. So Sarah Michelle Gellar. To me, also, for some reason, the three name thing feels very 90s. And she feels to me, a la Jennifer Love Hewitt, very like quintessential 90s three name woman. I do agree, though, ultimately, that the NPH thing is pretty powerful. So I'm thinking, you know what? I have to do
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is my ultimate vote, but yes, I would love the opportunity to rank choice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go with Neil Patrick Harris. I would have Under the Cons, famously hated by Chappelle for some reason.
That's why?
Chappelle does not care for Neil Patrick Harris. He will be upset, but I'm going to go with Neil Patrick Harris over SMG, although it's close. Yeah. And SMG should have been ahead of this is insane that this is a three-way bracket.
This is a region. They call this the region of death, Rob. That's what they've been calling it.
People could have won their own first round matchup
easily. But listen, that's not the way the three name cookie crumbles. Maggie, you're voting for Neil Patrick Harris, right?
Yes.
And I'm voting for Sacha Baron Cohen. So 2-1-1 NPH wins.
Okay.
Let's move to the next slide, Sam.
Okay.
Knight versus Day. Yes. This is a good one. Keisha Knight Pullum versus Sandra Day O'Connor, who is also still alive, like Dick Van Dyke. Keisha Knight Pullum. A wild IMDb page. She won Celebrity Fear Factor. She was the first boot on Celebrity Apprentice and the first boot on Celebrity Diving Show Splash and the second boot on Celebrity Big Brother and an early boot on a Celebrity Mole, I think. She has been on every...
Celebrity Big Brother.
It's in there. Yeah. And so she has been on every reality show in town. Fun fact, she was nominated for an Emmy at the age of 6. Sandra Day O'Connor, pro. First ever woman on the Supreme Court. Retired Supreme Court justice receives a full salary. Seems like a scam. Fun fact, I just found out she was Republican when I wrote this. I did not know that. Anyway, KKP
versus SDC. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Are you going to ask if O'Connor
is... is there another Supreme Court justice who's a woman on this list? In this bracket?
No, because she's dead. No offense. It's only living people.
Sandra Day O'Connor's alive?
Huh?
I'm sad that she's dead. She's alive. Okay. Yeah. Great.
She's alive.
Okay.
Yeah, that would have been tricky to put RBG on the list because I've been saying like that's the type. That's what I'm saying. That's why I include the deceased people because I feel like that would have been very hard and also would have been as funny to be like trying to like parse who's better, Martin Luther King or that would have been ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think the historical significance is with Sandra Day O'Connor and not Rudy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Sandra O'Connor occupied like a big part. She has held many offices in Arizona, which is where I grew up. So I feel like I did dozens of projects on her as a kid. Uh-huh. Like you have famous women, famous politicians, famous Arizonans. So I've thought a lot about Sandra Day O'Connor in my day.
I'm going to go with Sandra Day O'Connor as well.
Okay. Sandra Day O'Connor. Yeah, also, welcome to the next round.
No relationship with Bill Cosby.
What does that mean? Oh, you, but we can't knock KKP.
Moving on.
Anyway.
But I'm going to talk about like what political party she is, but we can't talk about works with Bill Cosby.
Well, I do think her legacy is unfortunately sullied by the fact that you can't watch her most known work anymore, basically. Okay. That is true. I don't know what happened to the names here, but hold on.
I wonder if Akiva ran out the clock knowing that in a real partisan move, did Akiva run out the clock knowing that Maggie needs to leave and that the one person stopping him from running?
No, I would have run out the clock so you could leave, honestly, if I was doing it. I would have kept Maggie here.
Well, what does that mean?
I'm saying she would. I mean, you're doing the podcast. I don't know how it would work. I don't know who would record it, but I feel like in terms of voting, you're probably my bigger nemesis. But
I know that I want to be respectful to Maggie. That Maggie, you tell us when it's.
How many more rounds do we have of this first?
This is it.
Okay, so I'll stay for like 10 more minutes, and then I have to go.
Okay. We have Millie versus Billy versus Billy, or Billy versus Billy versus Millie. I think it was supposed to say. I don't know why this didn't make it.
Okay, so anyway, we have. Who are these people?
This screams first time PowerPointer.
Yeah. Yes. We have
Millie Bob Billies.
I believe my 8-year-old son, this is the slide he helped with, although I don't blame him for that. Millie Bobby Brown starred in the most fun Netflix show of all time. Cons. I didn't write this. What? Robbie, who wrote this.
You're a Stranger's Things Stan?
No, I didn't write this. This is from Robbie Freeman. Fun fact, her brother's name is Charlie Brown. That I wrote. Yes, because that's actually a fun fact. Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer of the band Green Day. Prose always has the right amount of eyeliner. Hans taught kids how to pronounce melodramatic, but never taught them the definition. Fun fact, he's on the board of directors of Project Chimps, an animal sanctuary for chimps formerly used in research. Billie Jean King, tennis player. Prose, she defeated Bobby Riggs in the Battle of the Sexes. Hans shares a name with a famous Michael Jackson song. Fun fact, she's the shortest tennis player to ever win a Grand Slam at 5'4". That seems wrong. Wasn't like Justine Henin or Den really short? I don't remember. Anyway.
Akiva loves Green Day.
Bobby Brown. I do not even like Green Day. I don't know.
Wait, I love Green Day.
I mean, they're fine, but they're not like my favorite band. I don't know why you're saying I love Green Day, Rob. They were very popular. Honestly,
Green Day. You should have had this guy in the last slide. You could have had Green Day versus Sandra Day.
We could have done that, but then what would have happened to Keisha Knight Pullum? Listen, there was a million strings being pulled, Rob. You can't imagine. Like, you pull one out and then 15 brackets fall apart. It's a mess.
Okay.
Anyway, Billie Jean King, Billy Joe Armstrong, Millie Bobby Brown. I know the kids really like Millie Bobby Brown. My daughter's favorite show is Stranger Things.
Honestly, Millie Bobby Brown, in terms of relevance at this current moment of 2022, I think is the most relevant of these three named celebrities. Okay. Does that mean I respect her the most?
You Does think she's done more for women than Billie Jean King?
Absolutely not. But I'm saying, if you said to most people right now, who is a three named celebrity, Millie Bobby Brown is going to be in the top 10 people that they name over Billie Jean King.
Totally fair.
Okay. All right. Let's vote here.
What do you think, Amelia?
Yeah, I think I feel a little contractually obligated to go with Billie Jean King, woman in sports. I completely agree with Maggie about cultural relevance, but I'm going to make the vote for Billie Jean King.
Yeah, I don't think any of these people is going too far in the bracket, but I'm going to say Billie Jean King over the other two.
Yeah, and I agree. Okay. Yeah,
can you sway me? We'll make it a clean sweep. I'll say Billie Jean King.
Now, Millie Bobby Brown, she could have beat some other people, and Billie Joe Armstrong, tough matchup here.
Here are the names.
There we go. Now we can look at the whole bracket.
But let's have a photo of Millie Bobby Brown. She looks so old.
Yes,
she looks like an adult woman
growing up in Warp Speed. It's wild.
Okay. Yeah,
kids these days. Am I right?
Okay, and Sam, you can share the bracket now, but let's quickly do the. Let's do the two round of Sweet 16 matches we didn't do. Dick Van Dyke versus NPH. I assume we're all doing NPH, but
NPH.
Yes.
That's fine. Yes. And now we have Billie Jean King and Sandra Day O'Connor.
I love putting women against each other.
Honestly, just for like my own brain, I'm going to pick Billie Jean King.
Yeah, I think Billie Jean King is
as a representative to the women, the three named women. Mm-hmm. She's who I want.
I feel like that probably the more important woman historically, I think, is probably the first Supreme Court justice over. Yeah. Although I feel like that Billie Jean King is a cleaner three names. So I'll say. Like, you know, one of the names is an O with a hyphen, O'Connor.
Look, call back to last week.
Just because they broke the glass ceiling doesn't mean they always support the glass ceiling.
It's true. It's true. And
give me Billie Jean King.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. By the way, someone said that because we had O'Reilly's Auto Parts in the TV jingles last week, and they got an ad during the podcast.
I get it too. Yeah, they're prolific advertisers.
Okay. All right. So now we're down to the final eight. There. We could finish this pretty quick. Let's go up to the top quadrant. We got SJP versus Evan Rachel Wood, and I think SJP is going to run away with this. I don't think we need to really go too far into this.
No,
just like that, she's in the final four.
That's why they pay Rob the big bucks. That's why Renap built Rob's house. And then Jennifer Love Hewitt versus Francis Ford Coppola.
Okay. Ooh.
What do we think here? Okay. Amelia, you want to start?
Yeah. Do I? I think I'm going to go with Jennifer Love Hewitt here. Mm-hmm. That is a three-name quintessential for me.
To me, yeah. I mean, if anybody found out that we had in the final four of our three-name celebrity bracket, Francis Ford Coppola was there.
What's going to happen?
We would be the laughing stocks. Jennifer Love Hewitt has to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Advancing to the final four.
I agree. You think they'd bully us and give us wedgies or whatever.
This is some advanced, right, so moving on to the left. Bracket technology that's going on.
Very here. Alex Chester made this. It's excellent.
Okay.
This was the soda tournament we did in person where we put 32 sodas in a bracket, and I just covered over the sodas with the celebrities.
Okay. Excel Jada Shannon Pinkett must Smith. Be really just watching.
Foaming at the mouth. Yeah, she's so jealous. Jada Pinkett Smith versus James Earl Jones. This is a good matchup here.
I have to go with, I'm going to rally for my pick, and I'm going to say James Earl Jones because of the simple fact that at one point Jada was only known as Jada Pinkett.
That's a good point.
And James Earl Jones has always been James Earl Jones, and I think he is incredibly iconic. So
maybe father of the three name celebrity.
Yeah. I like Jada Pinkett Smith, but I think if you look at her like filmography, it's not final four worthy in my opinion.
Okay.
And come at me if you will, but James Earl Jones just has a better body of work.
You have no dispute from me.
Mm-hmm.
Nice aesthetic symmetry too. J-E-J.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. And then NPH, Billie Jean King. This is a good matchup. It's tough. We have no hyphens left, right?
No,
we don't have anybody who's bothering.
No hyphens are left.
Okay, so everyone's happy.
Yeah. But I feel like this guy, I got to go Neil Patrick Harris. I feel like that Neil Patrick Harris versus Sarah Billie Michelle. Is it Geller or Galar?
Geller.
Okay.
Is that a Friends joke?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know, because it's Ross Geller. I don't know if they ever said that on Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say that, this is NPH here. And I feel like he had tougher battles against SMG in the first round.
He has been through the first round wars in the Thrifty 32. And now
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying. It's true.
And the Starship Troopers wars.
Yeah. I mean, Billie Jean King has like worked her way through many more brackets than Neil Patrick Harris, if you think about it.
Yes. But this is one man she's not going to beat in a head-to-head matchup.
All right. Well, that's what you think. Amelia, where are you going here?
Yeah, I'm going to keep my vote for Billie Jean King.
Ooh, I'm going to go with Neil Patrick Harris. So Akiva.
Okay. I really like Billie Jean King. I like it as a name. If I'm going to include the name at all, I like the name Neil Patrick Harris better. And I like the NPH initials. So I think I'm going NPH here.
That's fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we have our final four, which is Sarah Jessica Parker, Jennifer Love Hewitt, James Earl Jones, and Neil Patrick. I have to say, very strong final four. I don't think people are going to, people will be mad at some of the arguing in the first round, but I think people can't really argue with the final four, although they always do.
They always do. All right.
So SJP versus JLH. What do we think? Anybody have any hot takes here? I could drop a hot take. I think whoever wins this matchup is the champion. I think this is the stronger region.
And I think that my champion is the very first person we talked about. I'm lobbying my pick for Sarah Jessica Parker.
Mm-hmm. Name, initials, career longevity, multi-talented. Like it just, I have no criticism whatsoever to Jennifer Love Hewitt, but it feels like a no-brainer to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think better career.
If by the way, if she was Jennifer Love Parker, I'd give some consideration.
JLP,
that's a good. Yeah. JLP, not the most
of
ever. Yeah,
you don't love the name Hewitt. You're saying
not a big Hewitt, not a big Hewitt guy. I think on every imaginable criteria, I think Sarah Jessica Parker is the superior to Jennifer Love Hewitt. Mm-hmm. Body of work, name recognition, initial usage.
Yeah. No, Amelia never used her veto. So, Amelia, in theory, you could kick anybody out here and put your own person in.
That would be fun. No, I feel happy with where we've gotten to at this point. Okay, I don't feel the need to utilize my veto.
James Earl Jones versus Neil Patrick Harris for the right to play against Sarah Jessica Parker in the title game. Rob, what are you thinking here?
Boy. This is tough.
How iconic is he in the Star Wars universe? Because I don't know Star Wars. Amelia and Maggie, are you Star Wars fans?
He's the voice of Darth Vader.
Yeah, but how? But he's the voice. He's not like his face isn't in the movie. So how important is he in like?
Okay,
is he like Star Wars?
Akiva, I'm going to take actually Star Wars out of it, and I'm going to talk about
The Sandlot.
Black. No, I'm going to talk about black actors in general. He is like the iconic in his time. Like he played. He was in the original August Wilson's Fences on Broadway. Like he is the part that Denzel played in the movie was what he played on Broadway. Like he is the ultimate of that time period prolific black actors. And I think that he like for any black actor whoever wants to work, like he is who you look to. So I am going to say I think that in terms of relevance in history beyond his contributions to Star Wars.
Yeah.
His contribution
that's a negative for me, the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, like his contribution to black actors in general, you have to you can't even like Sam is saying he just got a theater named after him. Like that's how iconic he is. Well, everything you're saying is right.
And the power of the voice, like that.
It is one of the great voices in history.
It's so special. And it is him, but it also stands alone from him. So I just feel like I got to go James Earl Jones.
I will say this. Great points by Maggie. Who's more relevant now? NPH or JEJ?
I think if you ask a person of color, if you ask a black person, they're going to say James Earl Jones.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying like, I feel like.
Neil Patrick Harris has not worked a ton since the end.
Yes, he has on Broadway.
On Broadway.
He's done a lot on Broadway.
Yeah. Rob doesn't count Broadway because it's not on IMDb.
It's not on TV.
James Earl Jones was in the Coming to America too, right? The new Coming to America. So
which was on Amazon Prime.
There you go.
So JJ, Rob, are you voting JJ?
Boy, compelling arguments
for James
Earl Jones. Coming into this, James Earl Jones was not sort of top of mind as a three-name celebrity, but he certainly qualifies and has the superior body of work to Neil Patrick Harris, who really is best known for, you know, his work on How I Met Your Mother, which, you know, famously did not have a great ending. Maybe his run here should not have a great ending.
Okay.
Very poetic.
Right. James Earl Jones, you talked me into it.
All right, James Earl Jones, great speech there from Mags. I think we have SJP versus James Earl Jones in the final. We could talk about it if you want, and then we'll vote the way we do in the championship game where we'll all say our winner on the count of three. But does anybody have any takes here before any impassioned speeches or anything, or should we just vote?
I'll say that James Earl Jones does not have the acronym going for him.
It's a problem.
True.
James Earl Jones in a vacuum is not it's a good name, but I don't love Earl. I don't love my name is Earl.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think it's good because it's all one syllable. Each name is one syllable.
James That's Earl true. Jones.
So the way that when you say SJP, it's all one syllable, like, but J-E-J doesn't roll off the tongue. Yeah. But James Earl Jones does roll off the tongue more than Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's true.
So.
Huh. Yeah, if we're going on.
I have my choice. I made my decision.
All right. Does anybody else? Should we count to three? Sam, do you want to come on and count us down? So we're always mixed up if it's 1, 2, 3 or 3, 2, 1.
Sure. So I'll say 3, 2, 1, and then you say the name.
Okay, fine. I'm very nervous. All right.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay. All right. I think that was unanimous. Is that unanimous?
And just who's the winner?
You should have saved it for the championship. That was good.
I didn't know how far it was going to go. Okay.
Thank you so much, Robbie Freeman, for your work. Thank you so much, Chester, for making that bracket. Sam, for doing this. All right, Rob.
Yeah.
First of all, we got the whole thing done with Maggie,
let's let Maggie run. Where else can people hear you?
Yep.
People can hear me starting this week in the Hot Dummies on Islands feed for the new season of Temptation Island. Seriously, check it out with my co-host Kirsten McInnes. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the finale of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the third part of the reunion last podcast with Jacob Jones. We've literally been podcasting this for 6 months. We started September 13th.
Oh my God.
So now we're finishing. And you can hear me talking about Big Brother Canada sometime. Okay.
Also, Maggie is one of the best there is on the live feed updates with Taryn. Maggie Mondays this season?
Yes, but I'm not going to be able to do it this upcoming Monday. Okay. I have to work.
Yes.
Big Brother Canada.
She was a quarter Canadian.
Thank you for saying that, Rob.
That's true.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Maggie, thank you for making the time. I know that we kept you longer than we were supposed to.
Thank you, Maggie.
Okay.
Thanks, Maggie.
Bye. Okay. Bye. Congrats to SJP.
Congrats. I'm sure somebody send a memo to her. Send a message to her publicist.
She's on Broadway right now. I'll just run down there and
after
give her the note.
Bad PR of And Just Like That, I'm sure she will appreciate some good pub.
Imagine being too famous to care about being the best. Like that should be her Twitter bio if she's on Twitter. I don't know if she is. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So Rob, we have to stop down here. How do you think that went? Like, do you think we're going to do another bracket next week now?
Do I have to decide now?
I think that went well.
We go to the mail. Like Amelia. So to explain, I invited Amelia on. I don't know how familiar she is with this world. I'd say not familiar. What we do is the second half of the podcast, we take listener suggestions.
It will be very short. No, it'll be very short today. Listeners submit.
And you're allowed to not stay.
As you see, Maggie just left midstream.
It's kind of a power move.
Describe my out as 4:15 because I have to get ready for hibachi. So if you want me, I'm happy to stay.
Well, how about you stay for a little bit? You don't have to stay for the whole time. You can do that because I have a little game for the two of you to play.
Okay.
So the listeners submit ideas. And if we like those ideas, we put this on a wheel. And at the end of the podcast, this is spinning a wheel. And that is what we do next week on Robin and Kevin Need a Podcast.
Cool.
So a little different sometimes in bracket season where we really just have bracket ideas, a separate wheel. But Rob has to also allow us to do another bracket. We'll see what he's up to. So Rob, should we move on to the mailbag?
Yeah, let's take a break. Let's go to the mailbag. Let's talk about some ideas for the mailbag. Any other ideas for brackets? And then we'll decide if we'll have another bracket next week or we'll spin the wheel.
Perfect.
Actually, before we go to break, Amelia, would you like to hear a short introduction to the mailbag song or a longer one that has a different verse or one that would only have a different verse that is like a remix of the first one, but without the first half?
Second option.
The second option. All right. Full bore. Okay. And now for real, we'll be right back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the remix jingle, time for another. Just like the sequel to How I Met Your Mother, Rob and Kiwi need a podcast, it's pretty established. Could have any guest like Tiffany Radish, they could take the podcast to great heights, appearing on Seth Meyers, the king of late night. You've given me and Phil hours of laughs, because we know that you watched the whole 2 hours of Cats. What? I can't believe how painful it is. I really, really wish that you were taking the piss. That means joking around, that's just British slang, just spin the wheel as fast and furious as you can. It's sublime. I'm running out of things to say when I'm writing these lines. My name's Jack Fox, but I think that it's time to pass the mic to Phil T to spin some rhymes. Go ahead.
Hey, okay, it's Phil and Jack Fox. Rob and Kiwi got games like Jack Fox. It's Rob and Akiva need a
bing bang.
Rob and Akiva need a
bing bang.
So now it's me, Phil T. So pull up a chair and listen to Akiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Rob and Akiva for barrels of banter, not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm duffing away. Or if you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching S3F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus ratio. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads. Dads, where's my mom?
Yeah. As requested by Amelia, full mailbag song with a remix.
Phil T and Jack Fox, yes. Amazing.
Yes, okay. All right, Amelia is here for the mailbag. We've just completed our three-name celebrity bracket. We're here to talk about what's to come here in the future of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. Amelia, this is the segment where we read listener submissions for ideas for new episodes of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast.
Got it.
Now, listeners asked if we would play a game that we were supposed to play last week, Rob.
Okay, what was the game?
Which is when we were asking for ideas for bracket season. And one thing whenever we have a vote, Amelia, we came upon a problem, which is people would stuff the ballot box. Someone even figured out how to rig Twitter polls, and it became a problem. The person like has admitted to me, like, hey, I'm the person who does this. And I'm still going to do it or whatever.
Unrepentant.
And so even like Google Forms was a problem. But what I did was I, instead of doing like a CAPTCHA, I like asked people questions in the Google Forms. So I figured like at least it would make it harder for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And also I made people sign in with their emails, which means less voters. But I recognize that, you know, a lot of the names, and I'm fairly confident that the poll was fair. Anyway, the question we asked people this time was, what is your least favorite food? And we're going to play a Family Feud style game between Rob and Amelia right now. There's 8 answers on the board, and let's see which of you can guess what our listeners and just the general, you know, listening population.
These are by percentage.
By percentage, yeah. The 8 most commonly answered listener answers.
Least favorite foods. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we going?
Amelia,
so we should go back and forth until we one of us gets 3 strikes.
Get 3 X's. That's exactly what we'll do. Amelia, you're our guest. You can go first. Wait, but should it be more points if you get like 8 versus?
If we complete the board, the person with the more right answers.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So Amelia, what do you think?
I'm going to throw out for my first guess. I'm going to throw out liver.
Wow. So liver. See, I wouldn't think it would be top of mind. And liver's on there. Liver's number 6.
Pretty good answer.
Okay. Least favorite food.
Least favorite food.
I'm thinking, what's a food?
I took joking answers because people. What's the reference, dead cat? What's that reference? Did you say when someone asked you once what your least favorite food was or something?
So that happened on a podcast once. Somebody asked me, what's my least favorite food? And I said, dead cat.
Was it this podcast like two weeks ago?
It was this podcast.
Okay, fine. I didn't remember the reference. Okay.
Yes.
I'm getting old. But anyway, so I excluded dead cat because that was did not belong in the survey.
Sanctity of the game.
Sanctity of the game. Mm-hmm.
Right. What do you think, Rob?
Somebody's least favorite food.
Least favorite food.
I'm going to say, boy, this is so tricky because is it specific dishes or is it like types of cuisine?
Well, I'll say this. Yeah. All eight of them are one word. That's all I'll say.
Okay. All eight of them are one word. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, how about fish?
Fish. So now fish was answered a bunch of times, but fish was, I think it was split amongst like specific types of fish, like tuna fish. But no, fish did not make the top eight, just off the board. One X for Rob.
I mean,
this is tough because my go-to,
all of fish should have been combined to make one category.
I still don't think it would have been too high. Not a lot. I'm looking, not too many people said tuna. Yeah. What were you saying, Amelia?
No, just the one word thing threw me off. I was gonna go kind of classic and do like a Brussels sprout, although I do think that they've had a renaissance, so I'm obviously not guessing that. I feel like olives. I feel like some people don't like olives.
Yeah, I know some people detest olives.
Yeah, so olives I think also got a bump because when we talked about dead cat, I said it's my least favorite food 2 weeks ago. Maybe people are posting solidarity. Number four answer on the board, olives. There you go.
Let's go. All right.
There we go. Two for Amelia. Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, I don't know if you know this, Amelia. Rob doesn't like talking about food.
This is
Rob,
why.
You're okay with this game, though,
this
right?
This
is why.
In any capacity?
Yeah, it doesn't interest him. But Rob, this is talking about people who don't like food. So you should actually love this segment.
The worst food.
Worst food. What's the worst food, according to the listeners?
Lowest
common denominator.
How about stew?
No, very few people said stew. I'm sorry. That's a second X for you.
It's kind of stew season. It's not stew season.
Tell Rob about it.
It's stew right now is the time for stew. Mm. Okay. What's a thing
See if that Amelia can go three for three.
Feelings about?
I like what you said about stew. Mm-hmm. Totally undersold the stew.
People not like anchovies.
Very good guess. There's a bunch of anchovies. Did not make the eight.
Was it so?
I've
many
also never had. Not kosher. I've never had
with
any.
All the rest of the fish. Fish would have been an answer on the board.
Yeah, I don't actually. I forgot anchovies. I've never had anchovies because it's not kosher. So I guess they're not fish. They are, but I don't think of them as like just fish. I think of them as like a pizza.
It's a tinned fish.
Yeah, it's a tinned fish. What about sardines? Also, not
so. Amelia, you're saying that tinned fish is not fish?
No, or I'm saying it is fish.
No, she's agreeing with you.
It's fundamentally fish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob, you need to stay alive here by getting one right. A food that people do not like. Amelia just had an idea in her
head. Pickles.
Rob?
Yes.
You just picked the number one answer on the board. Pickles.
What's wrong with people?
Yeah. Number one, pickles. Amelia, you don't know this because I would not just mention this at like the first or even
in
thousandth
fairness,
day of the work.
His wife doesn't know this.
Yeah. Oh, my wife didn't know this. When someone says the word pickles, my mouth immediately waters. It's like a Pavlovian thing. My whole life. I mean, I like pickles. I don't think they're like my favorite food. But for whatever reason, my mouth, which did it now, waters every single, since I was like 6 years old when I hear the word pickles. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Pavlovian.
But yeah, very weird, though.
I have that with Sour Patch Kids.
Wow.
Instant reaction.
Interesting. It's 2-1 right now. Amelia looking to maintain the lead.
I'm wondering if people would be so like, this feels out of date, but like vegetables.
Can I ask her to get more specific?
Oh, a one name vegetable. Okay. That people don't like.
And I'm not saying there's vegetables on the board.
Tomato.
I think that's huge. Too general. Not a bad answer. Tomato had some responses, but not on our board today.
I started strong.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about peas?
Peas? We're not a commonly disliked food. I'm sorry,
Rod. I'm out.
Boy. You're out.
Boy, this game
isn't how I wanted to win.
Yeah.
You're blaming the game, Rob?
No, I was going to say, not as bad of a dud as Kiev versus Kiev.
What was Kiev? That was terrible. The Kiev versus Kiev game he played. But I can't listen. What do I know about podcasts? I can't tell people what segments to do and not to do. Did you like the jersey? We did on 32 fans. We had a jersey bracket, 32 NBA jerseys. Yeah. This week, did you like that?
Haven't finished it.
Okay. You shut it off after Key versus Key.
Haven't finished it yet. I'll have to circle back to it.
You don't have to get back to it. I think you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And all right. Amelia, you got one more.
Three strikes.
She doesn't have three strikes, though. Let her try.
Fair enough.
Amelia has won fair and square.
Yeah. We still
number
need two, three,
is
whatever.
Mushrooms.
Yeah.
Number three. Is meatloaf. One was pickles, four was olives. Five is beets. Six, mm-hmm. we said, was liver. Seven, mayo. People really don't like mayo.
That's a good answer. Yeah.
And eight, this was probably the most shocking one, bananas. People do not like bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Broccoli and Brussels sprouts were right off the list also. Cilantro, also a big one.
Oh, yeah. People feel strongly.
Mm-hmm. People feel strongly about cilantro. Never would have occurred to me. Don't have a take on cilantro either way.
I don't think people usually call it cilantro.
Cilantro?
Yeah.
I don't really see. I don't even have a take enough to like know how to say it, Rob.
Yeah. Okay.
Cilantro. All right.
What about some Amelia? Do you need to run to the hibachi now?
Do you have any ideas? Do you have any ideas for
future brackets? Yeah.
What do you do? Podcast in general?
What, yeah.
Rob, give Amelia three examples of ideas we've done, non bracket ideas.
Let's.
What have
see.
We done on this podcast the last 3 years?
We named a baby.
Mm-hmm. We named a baby.
What was the baby's name?
Rowan, sort of. It's complicated.
It ended up being something else. But, we watched the movie It Takes Two and talked about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Mary-Kate and Ashley and Christy Alley, right?
Yep.
We watched a bunch. Didn't we watch a bunch of Mary-Kate and Ashley movies that week?
We watched another one where they were like on Survivor.
If there's a TV show we want to talk about, we only watched season 3, episode 7 of it. We watch bad movies in the crappy movie diaper. We set up listeners across America and Canada on blind dates. We're really anything under the sun.
I was thinking about because of Buffy was like musical episodes for non-musical shows.
Mm.
I'm thinking about Buffy. I'm thinking about even Stevens. Who else did a musical episode out of nowhere? Like there's like that was a thing for a while.
Did ER do? No, I think that was a live episode.
Yeah, not a musical, right? Live episodes.
No, I'm talking about like...
Yeah, no, I know what you're musical. Saying.
And there's like a gas leak in the town, so everyone's singing or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the... Not Nashville. What was the other like singing show that did that? The NBC one? Smash. Didn't Smash do a...
They were always singing.
Mm-hmm. But I think they did a live musical once, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
For the Marilyn Monroe show. Mm-hmm. And if you do brackets... Oh, Scrubs did one.
Yes. Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
If we do brackets, you have any brackets? Yeah, so bracket ideas...
And you guys you don't want to talk about food. That's like,
what's your bracket?
Best do you have food a food bracket? One?
Breakfast cereal.
Cereal bracket. So yeah.
I've got the best news on earth for you, Amelia.
Yeah.
I did it on my sports podcast.
This is the best news on earth.
Yes.
You have done a cereal bracket already.
Amelia, we not only did it, we ate every single cereal every single time. Like
Who won?
You want to be spoiled? It's like 2.5 hours of unlistenable joy. It's in person and we're chewing. The once in future king is CTC, Cinnamon Toast Crunch one.
Oh, good. That's a good one. Yeah. I would have
sent you the whole
French
thing,
Crunch,
but yeah, French Toast Crunch is interesting. Yeah, we had it was a lot of cereal was eaten that day. We had like 55 cereals.
I didn't even know about French Toast Crunch.
French Toast, because you don't care about food.
In the United States, you can only get it in Canada.
It was too good.
Yeah.
It's too good. Okay.
Really special cereal.
Smuggle it in.
All right. So cereal bracket's such a good idea. We've already done it, honestly.
Yeah. Check. What other brackets would you like to hear?
How much sports do you guys do?
We'll do 32
fans idea. Yeah.
Yeah. My other sports podcast sometimes will take a sports. We did TV theme songs a couple years ago. We did one hit wonder songs a couple years ago. That was popular. other things we have in the hopper potentially for the next few weeks. We have TV catchphrases.
Mm-hmm. We have, oh, that's good. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah. They're short. They're, you know what I mean? There's like, mm-hmm.
You got yeah. it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about like TV romances? Would you ever do that? Or is that
like
too
shipping? Like best couples? That's not a bad idea. Like best TV couple?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Finales.
Ooh. Best, like series finale?
Or worst finale?
Or worst finale?
Worst finale. It's so hard to have a good finale, you know?
Worst finale.
What do you think should win? What do you think should win best finale if you were voting
best
there?
Best finale?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was not displeased by the end of Friday Night Lights.
See, that's what that's interesting about finales. Like you say, not displeased. Yeah. That's like a rave review. You know?
This show is ending. Like fundamentally, right. It's a bad thing. Mm-hmm. If you like that show, then seeing it end and seeing that mm-hmm. universe cut off is a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's
good, that's a good point. And also, I like the corporate, you know, mm-hmm. like always, she's always shilling for NBC. Yeah. Friday Night Lights.
I have Peacock on in the background.
I do think the worst finale bracket is interesting.
Yeah, worst finale, I think, gives you more to work with.
Do you have any? I guess you don't want to put your finger on the scale in case we do it.
Gotta be.
Wouldn't we have to watch all the finales though? Like that could be a lot of watching.
I think that like famously, like you could just read the description of. I mean, I think that they're sort of like the obvious ones, and even things like dinosaurs, a lot of
where they get extinct.
Yeah.
Wait, dinosaurs like that. What is that? The show I'm thinking of, dinosaurs. Yeah, that show with the family mm-hmm. of dinosaurs.
Yeah,
yeah.
They get extinct.
They get extinct in the finale. It's pretty bad.
That's awful.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah,
so unnecessary. Dies.
Yeah, it was unnecessary. Yeah. That's why it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would put in Lost. I think that's
Lost for sure.
The Sopranos. That's we could really mm-hmm. argue about that.
I didn't watch How I Met Your Mother.
Get my wife on to fight.
How I Met Your Mother. That's another one. Although I don't think people hated the finale of How I Met Your Mother as much as they hated the whole season.
No, people hated the finale.
Okay, fair enough.
Finale. I didn't watch, but I know
people only watched it to get to the finale. I'm furious.
We watched How I Met Your Father a few months ago, mm-hmm. Amelia.
I watched that. I watched the first three episodes. I thought that was just, I love Hilary Duff. I'll watch it.
Yeah, we like Hilary Duff.
We do.
I'm a big younger fan, but that I was very proud of her for saying that they wouldn't make Lizzie McGuire sexy so she wouldn't be in the show.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great stance to take.
We that show was okay, but I wouldn't need to check it out again.
That's also like when we were talked to by some Hollywood types about that they mm-hmm. wanted to do some sort of like TV adaptation of Robin Akiva Need a Pocket, but the thing was they were like, hey, we want to mm-hmm. sort of like sex it up a little bit.
Like, hell no.
Like Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, but you guys, something you take your shirts off sometimes, mm-hmm. it gets hot in there. But like that's not what this is. That's not
Listen,
what this
you
is.
Gotta stay true to your principles. Yeah. You gotta stay true,
that's right.
true to your core.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like you guys have good ideas coming. Yeah.
Okay.
I would listen to any of these things.
Okay. All right. Amelia.
Well, Amelia. Yeah.
I know we're up against your time to go to the Hibachi.
Yeah, I think this is my moment.
Let us know how Hibachi is.
Thank you for having me.
Benihana?
No, it's someplace in Flatiron. It's just like a Hibachi something. It's a birthday dinner. It's one of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Rob doesn't like to talk about food, but he was interested in the Hibachi. Rob, you like Hibachi?
It's fine. It's sort of like a dinner and a show.
Rob likes boring chicken. Rob just eats like a piece of chicken every night for dinner. He's a healthy guy. He's glowing.
That's not even true.
But I would say, Amelia, your first ever appearance on a podcast, big success. Mm-hmm. You did a great job. Really appreciate you coming on. Entering our weird world sometimes is scary for people, but I appreciate mm-hmm. it. Anytime you want to come on, just let us know.
Thanks, everybody. This was lots of fun. I appreciate it.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
Peacock, maybe?
What about your social media? Do you want people to
plug your socials?
My tweets are terrible. They're all about feta. Feta cheese. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And toast.
Yeah,
Pat LaFrieda. You were.
Yeah.
You...
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my big passion project is I think they need to open more Pat LaFrieda locations at Citi Field because there's mm-hmm. always a very long line to
what
get.
What is Pat LaFrieda?
So Pat LaFrieda is a beef purveyor. Mm-hmm. But at Citi Field, they make a steak sandwich it costs $17. It's worth every penny and it is phenomenal. And I've only ever had it at Citi Field, but there's always a very long line. So I've been mm-hmm. tweeting at Steve Cohen of Mets fame to try to get him.
Does he answer?
No, never. But once he was soliciting requests. So that's when I jumped in.
That. Yeah.
Did not reply. So now on other tweets, I kind of have continued to try to keep mission alive, but nothing so
Rob, far. What do you ask? Because we're both Mets fans. Amelia, not a Mets fan, but likes going to Mets games.
Yeah.
Who, what would you ask Steve Cohen for, Rob?
Like what's in his concession? I never even thought to.
No, not concessions. Yeah. Just like, what would you beg him for? Like, I guess adding another starting pitcher or something?
I never even thought that. I think Steve is doing a great job.
You think you should keep tweeting? You should keep tweeting through it.
No, I don't think
you should. No downside to it.
I don't think you should keep tweeting because everybody, it's like self-inflicted wounds. Everybody gets too worked up. Yeah.
People get worked up.
Yeah.
But, all right. So that's, if you're listening to this podcast, Steve Cohen or anyone who works for the Mets, we need more Pat LaFrieda locations at Citi Field. That's
immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. Ideally in time for next month.
All right. Amelia, thank you so much.
Really appreciate it.
Okay.
Have a great day. Right. Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. And then there were two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Akiva.
All right. What do you want to do? Do you want to spin the wheel right away? I don't know how long we've been going for. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you have to run. I don't know what your schedule is. I'm happy to hang out with you all day.
Did I say anything about that I had to run?
Mm-mm. I don't know. Maybe you have a cooler show to go to. One of the ones that pays the bills.
This is it.
The cool show.
This is it. Great. This is all I have.
How do you think that went? I think it went okay.
It went okay. Yeah.
I think it was good. I don't think people will be mad about the winner. What do you think about my slideshow prowess?
I think it was pretty good.
For a first time slideshow person.
Yeah.
I mean, Robbie helped a lot, but I think I did enough.
Yeah, I thought the PowerPoint was fine. I certainly, had some, is it qualms? Would I have qualms?
Qualms. It's qualms.
Yeah, qualms. With some of the picks.
Uh-huh. But all right. But the bus wasn't driven into the wrong way, the side of the highway, or
I feel like that the
any incoming,
like the bus like was definitely like driving the wrong way at different times. Yeah.
But then at the end, we ended up just getting to the location where we needed to go.
Sure.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let me give you some podcast ideas for next week.
Yes, please.
In the meantime, let me remind you what we have, potentially in the offing for if we do brackets.
Yeah.
We have TV catchphrase bracket. We just talked about that. We have the live city bracket where we pick where we're going to do the next live show.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily just of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, but potentially other shows coming with us.
Yep.
Rob and Akiva need a new catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob and Akiva get fleshed out. That is where listeners submit ideas. The name of a show, let's say the idea would be Rob and Akiva Jump Up and Down, and we have to try and figure out what that would be. Well, how would we be jumping up and down? What would that podcast be? Those are the four ideas left, plus listener's choice in the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything you're not excited about there?
I think if I had to rank them in order, Rob and Akiva get fleshed out is what I'm most looking forward to.
Me too.
I would say second would be Rob and Akiva get a new catchphrase. And then what's the other two?
TV catchphrase and live city and live show.
Live show. Maybe live show city might be more exciting than get a new catchphrase. And then TV catchphrase would be the one I'm least excited for.
Okay, we could cut TV catchphrase, but I think all four of them will be fine podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think any of them are duds. Okay.
I feel like you're filibustering here. Do you not have ideas for the wheel?
I do. I'm not filibustering. Not at all. Okay. Great debate too. This is from Allison.
Yes.
She says, this was my favorite episode of Vernap ever, and I don't know why it hasn't been in the sequel mechanism. Amazing guest. It was so fun to hear. Rob and Akiva have to argue points they don't necessarily agree with. So can you remind the listeners what Great Debate 1 was?
Yeah. We call it that. This was, AJ Norris had the idea for Rob and Akiva are, the Great Debate, AKA Rob and Akiva are master debaters. We went back and forth on debate topics as judged by the panel of, Melissa Denny, AKA Michelle Denny. And also, Latanya Starks joined us to, judge
the actual debate coach.
Yeah. The debate points.
Mm-hmm. And that was good. I remember liking that show, but I don't remember that. I'm impressed. It's her favorite episode ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it was good.
Would you want to do it again?
I think I would rather come up with you, like, I don't know why we have to like pretend to argue about things like,
right.
We can actually like have actual things to argue about.
Yeah. Like if somebody has a list of like, here's something Rob likes and Akiva doesn't, or vice versa.
What's in your hand today?
I've been holding a spatula the whole time.
Why? What are you doing?
My hands like playing with things.
I don't think it's a spatula. It's like a strainer.
Oh, is this a strainer? Yeah. This is like more of a strainer. I don't know. My son had it and it was just, it's on this table.
Like, are you swatting a fly? What are you doing with it?
It's not a fly swatter. It's like a strainer. You like mix pasta. I don't know how to cook.
I understand what you would do with it. What are you doing with it?
Playing around. It's keeping my, would you rather me like picking my nose or something? I'm keeping my hands busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why picking my nose is like the second option.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, fine. So, okay. So yeah, I agree with you. I think like we could do something like that, but I would want it tweaked a little bit, maybe to more things we're passionate about that we disagree about.
And one of the things that I thought was going to be a bigger part of the show when we first started was that something would work and we'd say, let's do it again. But unlike Francis Ford Coppola, we have not had great success with sequels.
No, some have been good, but I think one of the fun things about the show is doing something new every week. Mm-hmm. And I'm certainly not against doing sequels. Some of them, Conspirapod, very popular, maybe even more popular than the first one. But I think the sequel has to like force us to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't mind doing a hot takeoff every year because I feel like people really like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't love just sticking on. And I understand why like certain actors or directors, like everyone wants me to do the sequel to Groundhog Day or to Back to the Future 4 or whatever it is. And it's like, you know, I'd rather do something new. I totally get it. Even though it would be much more popular maybe to do that. Like, I respect that.
Yeah. Artistic integrity is at stake here.
This show is about anything. It's about artistic integrity.
Absolutely. Of course.
This is from
artistic integrity. Yeah.
From Tara Teeth, and her idea is called the worst brand mascot bracket. It would be a bracket for the worst brand mascots, such as the disgusting Charmin Bears. I just like that she called the Charmin Bears disgusting.
Yeah. So the Bears are always talking about toilet paper, and they're always talking about like if they have toilet paper stuck in their fur. Which really, it seems like that Charmin is really trying to appeal to people that have like a lot of body hair.
A lot of body hair.
You have a lot of body hair.
Buy Charmin. Don't buy the other brands.
Because it won't stick to all of the body nooks and crannies. Right.
Okay.
And the Bears are like, look at me. I don't have any paper stuck to me.
Yeah, it seems like a weird brag.
Mm-hmm.
Reflex, little bear.
Right. So I don't know who would be the other disgusting mascots.
Yeah, I'm not sure. If you come up with a list, Tara Teeth, and get back to us, like who could even contend with the toilet paper Bears?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all in on the toilet paper Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would might be the one seed.
Yeah.
This is from Will C, not Will Simone.
Yes.
And he says, this is called Akiva and Rob Need a Podcast. He says it's a high floor, low ceiling idea with boom potential.
Okay.
A one-time mechanism that when landed on, you spin again and you apply to whatever the wheel spin is. It's called Akiva and Rob Need a Podcast. For the episode, Akiva would take the reins and become the alpha. Akiva's voice would be the first heard after the intro song. He'd introduce Rob, introducing the guests, set up the episode, hosting the games. On the flip side, Rob would take the lead on the mailbag, reading that week's listener pitches. But of course, Akiva would have final say if something. Do you have final say if something goes on the wheel? I thought we both agree.
I think we didn't know you had like
I don't know. You had like final cut on this, like some sort of Francis Ford Coppola. This idea relies on whether the accompanying wheel spin is for full potential, but could produce some great results regardless.
Now,
Akiva and Rob Need a Podcast.
Didn't we already put on the wheel that there is an Akiva Drives option?
Oh, is that already? Did we put that on?
Is that on there? I'm opening up the wheel to see if that has already been put through where you would take
over. Oh, yeah, you're right. It is Akiva Drives.
Okay. Yeah. So we were going to put Akiva Drives on. We hadn't spun the wheel last time out, but...
This way I forgot. I forgot because we haven't spun the wheel in a couple weeks. Yes. So Akiva Drives already on the wheel. So we'll see. Your idea is so great. We've already done it.
Yes. The wrinkle there is that I would be in charge of the mailbag.
Yeah. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
All right. Yeah, I think you could do that. We get all these things to form. You could definitely do that.
Yeah, no problem. No problem there. What did we think about the Tommy Guam's idea from last week about around the Nicole Horn?
Nicole Horn said she's absolutely in. People like that idea. I think that's a lock. I think we should put that on the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's a very funny idea.
Okay. All right. So is that officially?
I mean, that's like doing something. Yeah, I think unless you're against it, you're welcome to say
is
no.
Is eligible for the next wheel spin?
I mean, if it was up to me, we wouldn't be spinning a wheel today, but I'll say no. Mm-hmm. Put it on now.
Okay. Put it on now. Forget. Not eligible for this timeout.
I think it's a very cute idea. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. We got a bunch more.
Do we?
Yeah, it
seems like you're grasping at straws here.
No, I like the doc is a little weird today. There's like a bunch of people like posted stuff twice or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just going through it. Do you know what Spyfall is?
Remind me.
I don't know what it is. Zach says Robin Akiva catches spy. Spyfall is a great game and it would lend itself perfectly to a podcast setting. I hope it hasn't been suggested before. It is not, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
It's a social deduction game similar to Mafia and it's best played with 4 to 8 people, so it leads to some great guest appearances. There's a list of possible locations given to players, and all but one are given the exact location they're located. The one who doesn't know the location is the spy, and their goal is to determine where the location is.
I think that we should let listeners who know what Spyfall is tell us if that would be a good episode of the podcast.
Yeah, let us know, because we don't know it. I'm not saying no, but I need to know more. I don't know why I don't know about this game. Ryan wants us to talk about food more. He says Food Network shows are trash. Despite Rob being notoriously anti-food, yep, that's true. Food Network shows are trash would allow Rob to finally step out of his comfort zone in the best possible way. Mm-hmm. Most of the other shows are trash formats. You guys would watch some classic Food Network show and sometimes craziness that could occur. Possible shows include Worst Cooks in America, Cupcake Wars, Chopped, Iron Chef, and so much more.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't think that is very exciting.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's like episode 7 of this podcast, we would have said that's great and we would have done it, but now I feel like we've moved past it.
It just has to be like something to talk about here. Or what we're gonna talk about people like who like cooked some food.
Well, are you against watching those shows in general?
I mean, I don't watch a lot of cooking shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe I should, check them out. It's not that I don't enjoy cooking, but I don't know how much there's going to be necessarily to talk about.
Right.
Like, did you see how he filleted that chicken breast? That was a huge knife he had. And the marinade? To die for.
To die for. Mm-hmm. Gotta love the marinade. Gotta love the marriage. Bill Bentley says Robin Akiva rob a bank.
Okay.
Robin Akiva look at some of the best heist film scenes of all time. Oceans, the films, Baby Driver, the town, Reservoir Dogs, and discuss what went right, what went wrong for the characters of these heist films. And what they would do differently if they led a bank heist.
I don't know if there's enough there. Listener, there was a podcast where they were just going to watch a bunch of clips of heist movies, bank robberies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why? Why would we listen to that?
I don't think we would.
Yeah.
I don't think we would.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We talked about the bad tattoo bracket podcast.
I like that idea. Yes.
I didn't love it as much. We did get some submissions. Here's one from Anon. They say, just came on to stop and say, I have a terrible, terrible stick and poke tattoo I got the one and only time I consumed a psychedelic drug in Colorado.
Now, what does that mean, stick and poke?
I don't know. You want to Google it? I'm not sure.
Stick and poke. Is it the words stick and poke?
Yeah, let us know. Why don't you send this pic? I guess maybe you can't through the form, but I've yet to see someone with a worse non-offensive tattoo. I'm actively saving up money to get it removed. Would be happy to do an anonymous submission with a picture to show you the bad tat bracket.
Hmm.
The stick and poke tattoo.
The complete stick and poke. That
I don't know what it means.
So stick and poke tattoos are also called hand poked or machine free tattoos. Tend to have a punk DIY vibe associated with them due to their modern origins. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I think stick and poke. I don't think it's this. That's more of a type of tattoo than what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I'm interested to know more.
Yeah. Starship Trooper style. Want to know more?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. MPH.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was reading up about that movie because he is in it.
Yes.
And he has a lot of quotes saying, like, we didn't realize it was supposed to be like, we thought it was like a deadly serious movie. Mm-hmm. There's like a lot of comedy in there that the actors didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Yael, not my sister. And her idea is Robin Akiva create hype. She says there's a spin on the small town tourist attraction idea, which I think had good bones. Rob and Akiva find a small town attraction and create a hype around it, potentially a bracket season idea.
Okay.
It's like the world's smallest dreidel. And we just talk a lot about the world's smallest dreidel.
And we
like
hype it up. Are like people pitching us on things? Like, it would be hard for us to find the things.
Yeah, no, I don't want. Yeah, I already found all the celebrities this week. Yeah, like people find like world's biggest banana and world's most medium sized mushroom and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. then we pick the number one.
Of the least liked foods.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're hyping up unpopular attractions.
That's what they want.
Are there enough of those? Are people gonna?
I think there's millions. I think the whole United States is littered with side.
Let us know if there are things. Yeah. Tell us. If there's enough things to talk about.
Push and Pat says we should do the world's oldest millennial boot camp.
Is it that a big like blue P for Push and Pat?
Yeah.
Okay.
They say this may be a few episodes away since we just did millennials boot camp. I love when listeners say we because they are one of the we's. Yeah. But there were pieces in the episode that Rob and Akiva were explaining items or things from their youth, like pogs to Phil, and it was hilarious. I think an episode where Rob and Akiva explained terms from when they were young to the younger guests would be a funny take on the boot camp idea.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about this for a while. I don't know if we've found the right person to come on the podcast and be explain things to.
Yes. Yeah, I actually like the idea. I think we have to like come up with the things and then the person. Right.
So maybe if someone knows like a curious 18-year-old who may want to come on and hear some.
should we post on Craigslist for a curious 18-year-old?
Yeah, I mean, you can get it started.
Okay.
And, you know, like an inquisitive 18-year-old to join us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Interesting trades considered.
Yes.
Jessica Frey, Jessica Frey, says, never have I ever is the name of our idea. It's simple. We have listeners and us both say something we have done and pick a couple and teach them how to do it forever. Never have I ever whistled because I can't do it. Then on the podcast, I would be one of the people being taught how to whistle.
Sure. I mean, teaching people to whistle on a podcast.
Sounds... that's not a great idea. That's not a great example. But let's say, what are better examples?
I don't think teaching people something on a podcast is going to necessarily
be... You don't think so. Great audio. You don't think?
Yeah, maybe the idea of playing the Never Have I Ever game, I think, has like a little bit more legs. But I think, like, well, first of all, what do we know that we're going to be teaching somebody?
Yeah, there's most things I like. What are we going to teach people to cook? I don't know how to cook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that would be difficult. I think a lot of things would require like visual demonstration if you were going to teach somebody. We're not going to have all the props there.
Right. No, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't, most things I need to be taught. Like, I can't really be doing the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I found.
Okay. All right. Anything else of note?
That's about it. I think we put something on the wheel. We put around the Nicole Horn on the wheel today. I think that's enough. And now we should talk about, are we doing a third bracket next week or are we going to the wheel? What do you think?
Okay.
We each have a unit, you know, we can each decide unilaterally to go back to the wheel.
We each can decide. So you're saying like, I might decide to do another bracket and you might say, let's spin the wheel.
Absolutely. Or vice versa. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got the month started on such a high note with the jingle bracket.
Yep.
And then today we certainly hit some bumps along the way.
What bumps did we hit? They were hyphens. They were hyphens.
Yeah, more hyphens than bumps.
Uh-huh.
I think we need a break from the brackets.
Are you willing to commit to doing one more bracket next week right now? I will
say, let's take a week off from the brackets, and then let's come back and close out March with a bracket the final week of March. But I feel like to do...
You're bracketed out.
I think we need to space it out. The prospect of doing two more brackets the next 2 weeks seems daunting. I would rather do something else and then come back and do a bracket the final weekend in March. There's a real big bracket that's going to people are going to be focused on. If you love brackets and are like, oh man, Robert Akiva, bracketing next weekend. Yeah. Well, where will I turn to for my brackets? We have good news for you.
What is that?
There will be... The NCAA is putting out a bracket for you to look at.
Two women's tournament also.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, All right, the listeners are crushed. You've destroyed their hopes and dreams. Mm-hmm.
And also,
people are crying
Akiva
in the streets.
Already does
in the club.
A bracket yeah. every week on another podcast.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. I think technically I probably do too many of those weeks.
You do too many of those weeks.
No, two. I think we do because we do two podcasts. I mean, some people say it's one.
Oh, you do two brackets a week on.
Well, sometimes I don't always do a bracket, but like in theory, we could do two. I don't know.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So Rob wants to take a week off from the bracket.
If 32 fans puts out two episodes a week,
we usually do. all right. Go to read. Tell the listeners who are right now crying in the club what they have to look forward to next week.
Nobody should cry. We did two. We've done two brackets. We're going to do.
Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened last week.
And we're going to do another bracket.
We'll do three brackets out of four. That's more than we've ever done,
no,
right?
That is not true. That is the same as we've done in other years. Except for one
year. We've never done all four, I don't
think. We've never done all four. Two years we did three. Another year we did two. And this year we will do three. And we will also do brackets during other points of the year. Okay,
but not during April. I think we're taking the month off.
Give April off. Okay, bracket cool off season.
Cool off season,
and then between May and
blocking brackets for a month.
How about this? Between May and January, brackets are eligible,
but
no brackets in February or April.
I think that's a good decision. No, I mean I don't.
30 days before and after bracket season.
Yeah.
Okay. The bracket island.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Tell the listeners what we could be doing next week since it won't be a bracket.
So a couple of notes here. Okay. About what the, please. Who's my honey? Is that getting close?
Yeah. So we have it. First of all, I like the name. Who am I dating better than who's my honey? I like calling who am I dating?
Why? Is there a problem with who's my honey?
I don't love that. I just don't love the term honey. I don't think it explains what the podcast is as much as who am I dating? I think it's a much better explanation.
What if people are married?
Yeah, that's a good question. I didn't think about that. All right. Someone get us a better name because I don't love Who's My Honey, but I do love the podcast idea. So, yes, I'll tell you right now. KFC, you said let's wheel jam that a certain week. KFC, who's producing that show, lined up all the guests for the first week in April. So I think that will hopefully be wheel jam the first week in April.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, we have to record it anyway. Maybe we'll just not record an episode that week.
Okay. All right. So then also, I know this is a very popular question. Okay. So, Bollywood.
It's on the wheel. It's Bollywood movie is on the wheel with Sasha Joseph.
Okay. I mean, don't have it on the wheel, but all right.
It's on Will's wheel.
Okay.
So you could put it on now.
All right. There we go. All right. It's officially added to the main wheel. Okay.
The main wheel. All right. Now, what else is on the main wheel, Rob?
All right. So we have season 3, episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
Coin flip, crappy movie diaper, guest choice, which we don't have a guest currently here for that. Rob and Kiva's movie commentary, the Renap recap.
Yep,
where we have an old episode
of the show. Maybe it'll be a bracket. What if it's a bracket?
Oh my god! was it from the first 50?
I think you said the first 50. Yeah.
Okay. We have so take off Rob and Kiva pickup artists. Okay. The 2022 hot takeoff is not eligible right now.
Not eligible. Kirsten's very busy.
Okay. The five spot, Rob and Akiva are extra.
We watched the television show extra five times.
Yeah. We have Oops, All Mailbag.
Fun.
Listener's choice.
Yeah.
I literally just told you where we'll do the mailbag first, and then we'll have questions about the first half of the podcast in the second half.
And I think the rest of the podcast going on, but yes.
Yes. Okay.
Like everything that happens on the podcast becomes is part of the quiz.
Okay.
Part of the quiz. All correct.
Right. Match game two. We have the Akiva Drive spot.
Yeah, that's not an episode. That's just an episode
we will spin the wheel again after that. Okay.
Absolutely correct.
Basically, that's like Bizarro World. Then around the Nicole Horn, which you say not eligible for next week. Okay.
Right.
And then Bollywood movie, which we don't have Robin Akiva Go Bollywood?
Robin Akiva Go Bollywood, with Sasha Joseph, yes.
Okay. All right.
All right, very stacked wheel. I'm happy with the wheel. Nothing. I'm like, I'm dreading if it comes up. I'm happy. Do I wish it was a bracket? Maybe, but listen, that's what a democracy is.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't always get what you want.
All right. So let's go ahead and spin the wheel for episode number 168 coming up next. Okay. Here we go. And it is the Renap recap.
Wow.
All right.
But how are we doing it? We're going to listen to, are we going to play the episode?
I think that what would work best is we should listen to the episode. I will pull clips of anything that's particularly interesting. And I think that we should be banter. We should basically, we'll banter about the things that came up during that episode. So I don't think we're going to be playing over ourselves. I think that that's going to be, we'll go through the episode and talk about important things that happen. We'll let listeners send in questions also about said episode. Okay, and we'll talk about what things we got right and wrong from an old episode.
We put the episode in the feed in some capacity.
I don't think that's necessary. I think we can just link to it. Yeah. We'll play any relevant clips. We're not going to give the listeners homework to be able to. So
how did we pick the episode? Do you remember?
Now, do you want to do a random number from 1 to 50?
We could do a random generator. So 50 is Watching the Animal. 1 is Perfect Stranger Season 3, Episode 7.
Okay. And do we have a veto on this?
I don't think so.
That really would not be a good one to do.
I mean, I thought we said listener. What if we put it to a listener vote? The episode we listened to.
Okay, why don't we pick 3 episodes? Pick 3 episodes.
And then the listeners will vote?
And then let the listeners vote. Give the listeners something to do here. Okay. All right.
Well, maybe more than 3. Let's just pick any one that you think would be decent.
Let's do the random number generator.
Oh, random? Oh, I thought we'd.
Yeah, let fate decide.
Okay. So let's pick 5 then.
Okay. All right.
You talk for a second as I get the random number.
And 5 seems like a lot.
Well, I think it gives a wider swath for like a better pick, honestly.
Mm hmm. I think 3 would be fine here.
You think so?
I think so. Let's see what the 3 are.
What if we compromise on 4?
How about, why don't we start with 3 and say, okay, well, these 3 are good. These 3 are good. And if we need a 4th and 5th, we can do that. Okay.
All right. 14, Kid Shows Are Trash.
Okay. All right.
What was that?
Kid Shows Are Trash. We watched 3 shows, Peppa Pig, famously, Ryan's Toy Review, and PJ Masks.
You went hard on Ryan.
Yeah. Okay. 14. Kids shows are trash. The one episode that Nicole listened to for 10 minutes and said that we got everything wrong and she'll never listen to this podcast again.
A fateful episode.
Kids shows are trash 36. From December 14th, 2018.
From number 36, Rob and Akiva Name a Baby.
Oh, boy.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, we named baby, but the baby famously was not named what it should be.
Not our fault, really.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really do anything wrong there.
I feel like that one would not be as fun to do because I feel like that we would just more about like what names do we like or not like. I don't think that would be particularly fun to go back to.
I mean, what if we had the couple on, though?
The couple that didn't name the baby?
Yeah, see, like, what are they up to now? What is baby not rowing up to to that?
Well, so they can yank our chain again?
Probably. She was electric. If you remember, the mom was electric.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else?
Number 1, Perfect Strangers, Season 3, Episode 7. Episode 1.
Oh, the very first episode.
The reason for the season. I keep saying that, even though I'm not using it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think that a Season 3, Episode 7, as much as it might be interesting to go back to the first episode.
The
very first episode. I think that there would be things that would be good about that. But I also think that like recapping a show, I feel like would not be the best one.
Yeah, it also wasn't like the first podcast we've ever done. It was like the 200th. So, you know, it's not like going back to season episode 1 of Seinfeld or something. Do you want to know? Do you want more?
Keep going until we go.
I can't believe it's just banter.
Oh, that's something.
Us bantering about us bantering.
I can't believe it's just banter. The
banter inception.
Yeah, and then we would be talking about what we have. I think that would actually be fascinating to go back and listen to. What we've
and top 10
now.
Or trash would be the fifth one if we do, if we.
I think both of those two would be good.
Okay, fine. So those are the five. So what are the five? I can't believe it's just banter.
Yeah,
top 10 or trash.
I'm a little worried that Perfect Strangers is going to win because of the sentimental, the first episode.
So we're putting our finger on a scale. If you want to be smart, vote for the banter one. But if we'll do whatever the listeners say.
Okay, so
kids shows are trash. Perfect Strangers.
I can't believe I can't believe it's just banter back on the wheel like almost instantly. We did which was the first. So it's I can't believe it's just banter one, which was episode 18.
Yes.
Right?
18,
banter one, and then what was the other one?
Kid shows are trash.
No, what Robin was the, what name was the fifth choice?
The fifth choice was top 10 or trash.
Top 10 or trash, which was very early on, episode four.
Yep.
Okay, all right.
So yeah, Perfect Strangers, top 10 or trash, kid shows are trash, just banter, and what was the fifth one?
The 10 or trash.
Well, I didn't say it in order. Okay.
Kid shows are trash. Robin and Keeping the Name of the Baby. Perfect Strangers. I can't believe it's just banter. And 10 are trash.
All right. Whatever. All right. We'll put that on the poll on Tuesday. But a relatively, fun and light week for us. Not such heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Not a game where I have to find 10 co-hosts.
Okay. Yeah.
Rob doesn't appreciate, but I hope everyone appreciates all the work I put into the picking the celebrities and, and writing the. Like, that took a long time. There's like 36. Celebrities in there, I had to have three fun facts about all of them and find their pictures and put them in. Robbie Freeman did a lot of the work. I do appreciate that.
I mean, you didn't have to have three fun facts.
I thought it would add a visual component to an episode. And I do think in general, we should have more video episodes.
Okay. Well, I know. This is the podcast where I do the least video episodes.
I know. I think we should do more. I think when we've never missed on a video episode, there's never been a video episode that's gotten like a downvote on YouTube. People like them, and I don't even think they have downvotes on YouTube anymore. That's how old we are. I remember a time when they used to have them, but they do better than some of the other stuff on there. Not the Survivor stuff, but some of the other stuff. And
you don't have to put the other stuff down.
I didn't even say what the other stuff was.
Okay. You don't have to elevate yourself by pushing other shows down.
I'm not pushing anybody down. Mm-hmm. I'm not pushing anyone down. There's lots of shows kicking our butt, probably. Anyway, Rob, I had a great time. I think this is fun. Hopefully people like it. People like when we fight.
Yeah.
About hyphens or whatever.
What's coming up for you?
We're gonna do the Prince episode, hopefully, of New Girl with Chappelle. Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl, the post-Super Bowl episode. One of my favorite stats of all time, which is New Girl getting 3 million episodes viewers 1 week, 26 million the next week, and then right back to like 2.5 the week after that. Super Bump did not work for them. That should be fun. And then 32 fans, we dropped a lot of brackets, food brackets that we did in person, like the cookie tournament, the soda tournament. We did, if you're interested in jerseys, Chester, myself, and Rob Lasher, Ali's older brother, did a jersey tournament. He's a real jersey expert, really knows the stuff. We did best NBA jersey. If people like it, we could do NFL
and jersey.
that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Everyone from Jersey loves wearing sports uniforms. That is correct. And then we'll talk March Madness.
Sam Morton, the Jersey expert,
loves jerseys, Sam, but unfortunately they're Yankees jerseys. We'll talk March Madness this week. We got lots of March Madness stuff going on.
Did you watch the Survivor premiere this week?
I watched all 2 hours of the Survivor premiere. Absolutely, of course.
You didn't live tweet it this one.
I didn't. Well, I don't always watch it live because it's 3 a.m. for me. I liked it. I like the cast. I like seasons because I'm face blind. I like seasons where I sort of know who everyone is by the end of the first episode.
Yeah.
And I feel like I know basically who everyone is at the end of this because it was 2 hours and only one tribal council.
Okay.
So I'm excited about the Survivor season. Purim is this week. Rob, I know you're a big Purim fan, Purim stan. We got a lot of costume. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
At work, we have a Purim party on Monday night, not on Purim itself.
Yeah.
And they're like, on the thing, it says like, wear a costume. And I know if I don't wear a costume, I'm going to be the only person not wearing a costume. But I also don't want to be like the only person wearing a costume. And I know ultimately I would rather no one wear a costume. I'd rather not wear a costume. I don't know what to do. So like, I guess you could just like, because I'm not going to wear it to work all day anyway. In theory, I could just like put a costume in my bag and like other people are busting out their costumes.
What costume would you put in your bag?
So here, my only two options. My kids got me a baby shark costume to wear in Purim, like a pink baby shark costume.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that's what they chose. I said, I don't care. And they got that for me.
They got you an adult pink baby shark costume.
Is it pink? Mara, is it pink? Yeah. I have not seen it, but that's what Mara says. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mara, should I do it? I will do. Should I do next week's podcast in the baby shark costume?
Sure.
We do video?
Sure.
Okay, fine. Weird. It would be a weird episode to do video where we're listening to audio of other audio episodes. But anyway, and then the only other option that I do sometimes is, speaking of jerseys, I put on like 20 sports uniforms and I'm Jersey man.
See, yeah, I feel like that's a move uniforms. Would be to sort of like half-ass it where, you know, you have
wear like a funny hat.
Yeah, something in your bag or something like that you can like put on or take off, like like a cape and then Dracula teeth or something like that. Where right.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's a good call.
You could sort of like split the difference where nobody will say like, oh, right. You're a buzzkill. Where's your costume, right. Man?
Right. That's good. It's not a bad point.
I think you want a hedge.
Yeah. I mean, I could wear like the stupidest sports jersey you have and like that's at least like something.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. Not be Jersey Man with 20 jerseys. What do you think of that idea, Mary? Jersey Man with like 20 jerseys.
I don't know
lame.
How.
She said lame.
Yeah, I don't know how you're pulling off.
Like, I did it once. It looked pretty funny, honestly.
It did? Like, how are you noticing that you have 20 jerseys? It's like, boy, it's are you wearing very a lot apparent. Of layers? Yeah.
It's very, like, you could sort of see. It is, it kind of, it is, does look funny.
Okay. I feel like you'd get very hot, no?
It went, well, that's one of the positives is I think I'd wear it for like 10 minutes. Then I'd like go downstairs and change or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could like start passing out the jerseys. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know anybody's going to want my sweaty jerseys, but whatever.
Passing them out to your employees?
Coworkers? Like yeah. Everyone, yeah. Well, yeah, they are all, yeah, the employees. Is it more?
What do you mean, Joe Green? There's a Coke Zero.
the younger kids don't get it.
Are there young kids still here?
I'm sure Maddie
three
probably
hours
listens
into this.
But Maddie's like 22, I think, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, what a delight to be able to podcast with you for 4 or 5.5 hours, whatever this was today. An honor.
Sorry.
It was good.
Yeah. Okay.
Truly an honor.
All yep. right. All right.
What do you got going on? You didn't plug anything.
Survivor is back. We got everything.
Who the guest this week?
We had a great podcast with Gabby Pescuzzi,
get Gabby Pescuzzi on this show. I think we'd have fun with her on this show. Yeah. I think so.
I mean,
people always suggest her.
I mean, I think she'd be great.
Is that Pescucci? Is Pescuzzi?
Pescucci?
Pescuzzi. Someone fact check that for it. Well, you probably call her that and she hasn't corrected you, so you're probably right.
You think the Z's are pronounced like a hard C? Ch.
Yeah, I think it's a ch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In my head, it's always been Pescucci.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
someone who knows her, find out for her.
I mean, you are anyway. The expert on Italian pronunciations.
All right. Anyway, yeah, mm-hmm. and Chappelle is the guest on the mailbag.
Yeah, recorded early, right before this, recorded with Chappelle, and
very
then,
fun.
We had a very fun feedback show.
Mm-hmm. Cool, cool, cool.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, everything else that we're doing, including the finale of Joe Millionaire that I watched. I'm sure you watched the original Joe Millionaire, right?
The original Joe Millionaire. I did watch Jenny Autumn.
Yes, it's very specific pronunciation of Jenny Autumn.
It's almost Jenny Spring.
Yeah, almost. Week. Coming up. All right. So check that out all on robpezawebsite.com. And of course, we appreciate your feedback. Should we see if anybody left us a review this week?
Yeah, you could check it out.
I love to check the reviews because I feel like that those are the real, the people that love the show the most are the people that leave a review.
Yeah, you're not a real fan until you leave us a review. That's okay. For next week.
All right. So let me see.
We're challenging this for next week.
All right. Let me look at the ratings and reviews. Most recent.
I also thought you'd embarrass me more with coworker. You didn't really embarrass me that much. That was good.
Yeah, why do you think, is that what I do?
No, I'm teasing. I don't think.
Okay. All right.
But you also like you ask somebody like, oh, how's the work of the Kiva? They're not going to give a real answer, you know?
OK.
Also, she was technically my boss. Like she probably couldn't even if she wanted to give a real answer.
OK. Yeah. All right. So this was were you sucking up to your boss by inviting her on your podcast?
No, I don't think so.
OK. All right. So the only recent review we got was from Smiley XOXO, Mm-hmm. It says the best part of waking up is listening to a new episode of Renap.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, you know what? We also did not play very embarrassing. Hit by a car, Claire. Did you see this week?
Yeah. You want to go out on that this week?
Yeah. Why don't we go out on that? Hit by a car, Claire, of course, the great at Cubfin on Twitter, recorded a original jingle to kick off bracket season inspired by last week's podcast. We'll take you out with the sweet sounds of Hit by a Car Claire, who said, I'm not saying J.G. Wentworth was robbed, but their jingle bracket entry did stay stuck in my head long enough that I made it into a bracket jingle, which you'll hear right now. We'll see you next time. Bye.
I have a bracket bucket, so let's pick one now. It's bracket season on Rob and Akira Nita Podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.